Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Dove Go Fresh deodorant and cool cucumber and green tea scent with matching body mist plus three other fresh scents.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Wall Street's on a roll, but will it wind up the week that way? The Dow gained another 239 points yesterday, lifting the average back above 7,000. CBS News business correspondent Alexis Christophorus says there's no way to tell how long it'll last.
This is the best three-day winning streak for the stock market since late November. And, of course, the question everyone is asking is this for real? Does this have legs? Certainly, this could be a classic bear market rally, but it could also mean that people are starting to put money back into the market that has been sitting on the sidelines.
One positive development that's buoyed investors is the word from Bank America and Citigroup that at least for now, they have enough money from Washington. Barron's senior editor Michael Santoli.
The message you would want to send for any company is that we don't need more government help. And I do think that right now they have enough capital, at least if the market grants them the credit that they have enough capital, they can get by.
Asian markets surged overnight and Wall Street is poised to continue the rally at the open right now. S&P futures are up 6 points. As the recessionary shockwaves ripple around the globe, representatives of the world's leading economic powers have gathered in Britain.
I'm Larry Miller in London. As host of the G20 Economic Summit, Britain wants firm action agreed, but there's a growing split between the U.S. and Europe, and this summit may not be able to paper over those cracks. Britain's Prime Minister Gordon Brown says a global New Deal is needed, but President Obama refuses to use that phrase. Germany's finance minister isn't pleased with the U.S. view that Europe has not done enough to stimulate the economy.
Uncle Sam has made them an offer they could refuse. Several southern governors are rejecting some of the billions in federal stimulus money. Texas Republican Rick Perry is one of the governors who won't be taking money to expand jobless benefits for those who aren't currently eligible for them.
The last thing they need right now is for government to burden them with higher taxes and with expanded obligations.
South Carolina's Terry Sanford says he'll also reject those funds and may ask for a waiver on how to spend hundreds of millions more. Americans spent billions on home health services, and a new government audit says there's been a big increase in Medicare's share of the payments that can be traced to abuse and fraud. We're live with CBS News correspondent Jim Taylor.
And Medicare spending on home health is up 44% over the last 5 years, Nick, and the GAO does say fraud is one reason why. Medicare pays for visits by nurses and aides, physical therapists, and other medical professionals for homebound enrollees, but the report points to some wildly exaggerated claims. Study recommends that the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services consider criminal background checks on home health operators and draft new rules to remove problem providers more easily. Nick?
While millions of Americans are struggling with unemployment, others have turned joblessness into an opportunity. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato has one story.
Wesley Carter has kids and bills and lost her job at IBM.
You're kind of trying to figure out, okay, what do I do next? It's such a struggle.
A third of her neighborhood displaced too. She saw an opportunity.
We use much more creativity in selling soap than we do in selling ourselves.
She created a magazine, Working Charlotte.
We've got Jennifer Tremblay.
For $500, jobless professionals buy a two-page spread that tells their story to prospective employers.
Very smart, very active. She's a doer.
To buy in, you must be actively involved in charitable work or outside causes. More than a magazine, she says, a model for communities to keep talented, caring people from leaving. And a new career for Wesley Carter. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Charlotte.
Well, workers at a Sony plant in southwestern France have taken their unhappiness over a severance pay package the company is offering to extremes. They're holding the CEO of Sony France and another company executive hostage. Sony is laying off more than 300 employees at the factory, which is located south of Bordeaux. Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Former CU President Hank Brown on the stand in the Ward Churchill case. Attorney David Lane asked Brown about his knowledge of Churchill's 9/11 essay.
You say even to this day you have not read the essay that sparked all this controversy. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Were you offended by what you had heard this essay contain?
I tend not to make a judgment on things that I haven't read. What I read were summaries and comments of it in the newspaper.
That essay about 9/11 victims, what Churchill says cost him his job, the university says it was plagiarism and research misconduct. The trial continues. Commerce City Police investigating an officer-involved shooting that has left one man dead and another hospitalized. They say the men carjacked a vehicle yesterday afternoon and were chased by two detectives who happened to be nearby. A tire blew out on the stolen car. The men tried to steal another. A gunfight with police. Both suspects were hit. Police tell 9 News no one else was injured.
It's good that we had no citizens or officers hurt. You know, that's the important thing. That's what we're here to protect.
The injured suspect's condition is unknown. Taking time off from a ski vacation, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. coming to the state capitol to praise Colorado's work in developing the new energy economy. Kennedy told an energy expo he's working with a company that's building solar collecting power plants.
We're building them cheaper than you can build a coal plant, cheaper than you can build a nuke plant. And guess what? Once we build them, the energy is free forever.
Kennedy says an 85 by 85 mile patch of desert covered with solar panels could supply all the energy the country needs. Sports: Avs over the Wild 2-1 in a shootout, and 4A and 5A high school girls state basketball championships tonight in Boulder at the Event Center. Mullen Broomfield in 4A, Regis Monarch in 5A. Boys state championships are tomorrow. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where we're looking at a pretty good drive as you're cruising around Denver right now. No delays, no crashes, no stalls in CDOT. They picked up their overnight construction gear, so speeds are going to be hitting the posted limits pretty much anywhere you're heading. In the mountains, chain law's in effect. Eastbound I-70 over Vail Pass, and you're going to find slick spots at the higher elevations to and through Summit County along 70. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Buy a Ryland home this weekend and get up to $35,000 in flex cash plus your closing costs paid. And with mortgage payment protection, March 13th, 14th, and 15th really are the three smartest days to buy. Restrictions apply. Visit Ryland.com for details.
Tom Hartman.
Coming up Friday on the Tom Hartman program, join us for our weekly nationwide town hall meeting with America's Senator. It's Brunch with Bernie. Senator Bernie Sanders will be here with the latest news from Washington, and he'll be taking your calls, too, so get your questions ready. Plus, it's Anything Goes Friday, your chance to choose the topic, and we'll talk about it. And, of course, the best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the Tom Hartman Program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
The Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart filling in for Jay. He's recuperating. We're going to play. Here's the thing. It's 6:07. I would love to hear from you because today we're going to, like, pretty much except for our music segment, it's all us. So we get to talk about whatever we've been storing up all week, whatever's been on your mind, whatever you want to talk about. And I want to talk about something I saw. I can't believe I was up last night for Jon Stewart, but I was, because I've had this weird sleep schedule where I get off here and I go home, I do some work, and then I go to sleep for a little while, and then I get up and I do some more work, and then I go back. Anyway, I'm doing my days in segments. So I was up at around 11, and I saw this interview with Jim Cramer of CNBC, because there's been a bit of a feud. I mean, Jon Stewart did a brilliant parody of CNBC earlier this week, maybe you caught it, about where he made fun of them for all the financial woes that they tout, you know, that they suck up to these CEOs, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, did they implode? Oh, did they lie to us? Oh, why is the economy tanking? You know, and shows like, I was watching Fast Money yesterday just to get an idea because I hadn't watched the station in a while. And, you know, they talk so fast. And so one of the ways that John Stewart set up the interview was he was down in a basement, you know, like Rocky in the basement with a single light bulb, and he's in the sweats that a boxer would wear, and they're peppering him with, what's P&E, you know, price to earnings, what's this, what's that, what's derivatives, what's, you know, and they were reeling off all these complicated financial names at him, and he's answering them, and he goes, I'm ready, and he runs out, and then he interviews Jim Cramer, and we're going to be playing a substantial portion of it in segments, because I think everybody in America should hear this. I have a wicked media crush on Jon Stewart, like maybe half the planet, but, you know, he was brilliant last night. He was his great populist angry self. He was funny. He was acerbic as well. But he was in high dungeon last night. He was so angry. And to give Jim Cramer credit, Jim Cramer took it. Jim Cramer listened. Jim Cramer also looked very defensive and was I've never seen anyone render Jim Cramer speechless. Now, one of the ways that they set it up, too, and I want to mention this because it was so funny, Jim Cramer, they go, how did Jim Cramer prepare? How did Jim Cramer get ready for our Rumble? And they show Jim Cramer on Martha Stewart. He goes, kind of funny that she's the felon in the picture. You know what I mean? She's the one who did time for insider trading. And here's Jim Cramer on. So anyway, Jim Cramer was making a pie, and Martha Stewart very slyly said to him, I don't know, they could have cooked the whole thing up. But Martha Stewart looks at him and goes, so pretend your dough is Jon Stewart. And he takes his rolling pin, and he just starts pounding it, bam, 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 as if he were hitting Jon Stewart upside the head. So it was very funny, and we've got a treat in store with that. That's one thing on deck. The other thing on deck, we've got lots of stories to catch up on. We've got Obama's education plans. We've got the trial of Ward Churchill. We've got a lot of stuff to catch up on. Now, yesterday on Facebook, I was running a question, and I will be running another couple today on my Facebook page. And by the way, please use the instant message service of am760.net. That's am760.net. Just click the instant messages, and John forwards them right to me. So here's what I asked yesterday. Is the Republican Party imploding? And Ellen referred us to an NYT magazine cover on Newt. Says they never go away, do they? He's like the Terminator. They just keep rising from the dead. And Roger L., said, a fan from Denver for a long time, thank you, said like being sucked into the object of an infinite mass. The black hole goes by the name of Rush Limbaugh. We can only hope. I do believe in two or more party system, but if the neocon movement deserves to go the way of the Whigs. Steve says, we can only hope. It's time for the spinmeisters to go away. Newt will be around for a long while, and when he does go away, somebody else will surely love to be the mouthpiece of the conservatives. And Karen writes, I love the comment from a Democratic reporter on Countdown with Oberman. They, the Republicans, have undergone a philosophical vasectomy. Isn't it strange that they're imploding, just like the economic chaos they created? The only ones left standing, all they can say is no new taxes and pork! It's full of pork. That's so true, though. So those are some of the thoughts from prior week and some of the things we've been talking about. Obama, by the way, is on the spot. He may have to say gay partners can get health insurance in the federal government. Good. Finally. Hooray. So it's just, you know, it's about time. But it's another controversy on his plate. By the way, yesterday he proved again why he's the best president we've had in a really long time, a very, very, very long time. And he proved it yet again. He was appearing before the Business Roundtable in Washington, D.C., while, by the way, I might add, the First Lady, Michelle Obama, was down working it in North Carolina, appearing with Kermit the Frog and showing folks that the Obama administration has not forgotten the unemployed and the people who need help. Meantime, there is Barack Obama doing another one of his, hi, I'm a community activist, and this is what we look like, session with big business. And it was fascinating. It was so fascinating. I couldn't believe it. They were grilling him, you know, in that sort of business-like, snarky way where they were asking him questions like, you're not going to really make us deal with carbon emissions, are you? And you know, the answer is, of course we are, damn it. But he answered in a very, he reflects, he's great. He's just such a community organizer. He reflects what he hears. He takes in, he makes the person who's he's talking to realize that he's listening to them. And then he gives them feedback indicating, yep, well, I will listen to your concerns. But, you know, I am also going to make sure that the American people are taken care of. And it's just, it's really brilliant to watch. And one thing I realized yesterday, and maybe you realized, you probably realized this a long time ago, but I realized yesterday that what he's really doing is he's modeling that the presidency is now back in our hands and that he's going to be our spokesperson on the front lines, that he's going to do the work. And you know, there he is. Extemporaneously, he doesn't have any notes that I can see answering complicated questions about health insurance, about carbon setback, about carbon offsets, about all kinds of different issues that are complex, about the economy, about Tim Geithner, who got grilled yesterday in Congress, and we can talk about that as well. But it's just amazing to me, point by point by point. I was so annoyed. I get so fascinated by him, even though, yeah, you know, he's such a law professor. And, you know, people criticize him. Oh, he's so lecturey, you know, and he made a joke about that. He said, you know, because somebody said, you're our model of hope. We need to have you. And he goes, well, I'm kind of the object of hope in chief, too. He's got such a really great sense of humor and of his presidency and of the American people. Do you know that I'm sure other presidents have done this too, but he, out of the 50,000 letters he gets a day, he has his staff give him 10, and he reads them every night, he says, before he goes to bed. And I believe him. He, you know, it's just, I know I sound like, I sound a little bit like Tatum O'Neill. Frank D. Roosevelt does this and that and this. But I really, I've got to say, in the movie she was in, the Depression era movie. So I believe that what we have here is a great president in the making. I really do. I got chills yesterday. And of course, you know, I was watching MSNBC because CNN had already departed to the Talking Yak Fest. You know, blah, 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 blah. I think he said blah, blah, blah. It's like, I don't want to hear what I think what he said. I want to hear him. So, you know, since we actually have a president who can speak and think, I would like to hear him. So I went to C-SPAN, and, of course, C-SPAN didn't have it. So I was like, oh, no, now what do I do? And then I thought, aha, CNBC. And to give them credit, since I'm going to pick on them later, CNBC actually was still carrying, because it's the business roundtable, right, and they want to, you know, suck up to the businessmen. But they carried the rest of it live, and I was appreciative. Because you know what? He was answering a question about carbon offsets, and I wanted to hear him kind of slap the guy upside the head and say, yes, you, I know this will be expensive. And then he talked about what my father used to talk about, which was when Nixon created the EPA and the first rules were put into place that we were not going to be able to pour acid rain into the sky anymore, they squealed like, oh, my God, you know, the sky is falling. We're never going to, it's going to rain acid rain. It's going to wash away our businesses. We're never going to survive. You know what we invented? Scrubbers. The American people are incredibly inventive, and we have cleaner air as a result. So don't tell me you can't do it. He basically responded, here's how. And it was like, wow, that's my president. That's our president. That's a man who knows how to lead a country. What a relief. What a joy. I really can't say it enough. What a joy. What a pleasure. And I'm going to disagree with him down the line, but still, it's like, what a pleasure to have a president of the United States who actually understands the issues and can speak to them coherently and effectively on his feet in front of some of the toughest audiences he will face ever. It's just amazing. 303-713-7600. I'd love to get your feedback about that. We're going to play the Jon Stewart interview with Jim Cramer because you really have to hear it. And my question to you about that is, has big business been allowed to run amok? Is anybody in the media paying attention to them? Did we deserve better from the press and from business stations like CNBC? Or are they more or less PR mouthpieces for big biz? And if so, what hope do we have that anybody is ever going to be able to explain to us what's happening other than some great financial reporters at the Washington Post, the New York Times, and occasionally the Wall Street Journal? 303's, oh, and The Economist. There are several. But you have to read them, and let's face it, most people get their news from TV, don't they? 303-713-7600. John Turk, the hardest working man in show business, is standing by with Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Aaron. Good morning. Things nice and light for us. That's why we like Fridays, particularly around here. The Metro looking pretty good on the freeway system. Southbound I-25 is filling up in the usual spots. North Glen, again, around downtown. Also getting busy westbound 76 and eastbound 270 heading into downtown. And in Aurora, seeing more headlights southbound 225 from Colfax to Alameda. In the high country, have some winter driving conditions. Icy patches on 70 between Loveland and Vail. Chain laws in effect for commercial vehicles over Vail Pass. Your forecast, mostly cloudy early in the morning, then partly sunny. Got a 20% chance.
How to make household dirt not like you very much. Step 1. Avoid the grocery store. You need serious cleaning supplies. Step 2. Head to the Home Depot for the good stuff. Step 3. Go home and treat stains, dust, and grime like, well, dirt.
The Home Depot has one of the largest selections of professional cleaning supplies anywhere at everyday low prices. Like the 18-inch indoor-outdoor get every speck off the floor push broom from Quickie for just $8.99. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Putting the magic into Irvin Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Hey, great tent!
Got it at REI! They're a co-op!
A what?
You get an annual refund!
Cool!
Just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out. Visit the REI Member Rewards event. Members save 20% on camping, backpacking, and hiking gear. Offer ends March 29th. Visit your local REI or REI.com. REI. Find out. Offer for one full price item. Exclusion supply.
Donate to the MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on your Colorado income tax form. Your donation's anonymous. No gift is too small. Check off MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on the last page of your state tax form. Check a box. Change a life. It's easy.
An affordable monthly payment plan. You could save thousands of dollars of your high-interest credit card debt. If you have over $5,000 in credit card debt, you could automatically qualify. Call Jordan McKenna now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Find out how to reduce what you owe. Stop the never-ending collection calls and get out from under the mountain of credit card debt. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call now. 800-501-7781. That's 800-501-7781. Don't miss out. Call 800-501-7781.
It's 303-713-7600. We're going to talk to a music critic today, but other than that, it is just us. It is open lines in Jay's tradition of open line Friday. I usually do that too, so I'm real when I have a full-time show, so I'm happy to do it. 6:22 it is in the morning. I'm Aaron Hart filling in for Jay this morning, and recover well, Jay. But we like to fill in for you too. Here's the thing. I got to play this John Stewart Jim Cramer interview for you. It is about 8 minutes long. So what we're going to do is we're going to break it up in chunks, and we're going to savor it and talk about it piece by piece, because it really is. John Stewart is very good at what he does, but he rarely goes off in high populist dungeon. And last night he was in full cry, and you could see this building, because they really did a brilliant piece on how suck up CNBC really can be. And Fox News, their financial network is nothing. It really has no ratings, comparatively speaking. And CNN does some business stuff, But really, the main source for many people's advice on the stock market, and certainly Wall Street's, is CNBC with their cadre of reporters. And you remember the one who did the populist rant on the Chicago Board of Trade, I think, against Obama the other day. And by the way, he wasn't very accurate when he did it. So it's like they've gone, run amok. And the other problem is where is the financial reporting? I know it's great to have some clever and great hosts on there, and I know that they're about showbiz as much as financial information. But listen to what Jon Stewart says, because I think he's really making some great points in this particular interview. And we have a lot on our plate. We have Ward Churchill's trial coming up. Have you been paying attention to that? Or are you like me? Frankly, here's what I think. It's like the guy plagiarized, got the hook. Oh, well. So what? I mean, I would have liked to have heard Hank Brown say, I'm not anybody's pet poodle, in response to lawyer David Lane's questioning. But, you know, come on. To me, it's like, okay, he was fired and it was deserved and goodbye. 6:24 a.m., it's Aaron Hart spilling in for Jay Marvin, and here is the clip. This is Jon Stewart's show last evening, appearing on it, Jim Cramer of CNBC and Mad Money fame.
We're here with Jim Cramer.
So let me tell you why I think this thing has caught some attention. It's the gap between what CNBC advertises itself as and what it is, and the help that people need to discern this. Let me show you. This is the promo for your show.
Okay.
All right, so this is Jim Cramer's promo.
An economy in free fall. Investments on the brink. When you don't know what to do, don't panic. Cramer's got your back. Mad Money with Jim Cramer.
Isn't that, you know, look, we're both snake oil salesmen to a certain extent. We do label the show as snake oil here. Isn't there a problem selling snake oil as vitamin tonic and saying that it cures impetigo, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Isn't that the difficulty here?
I think that there are two kinds of people. There are people who come out and they make good calls and bad calls, and they're financial professionals. And then there's the people who say they only make good calls, and they're liars. I try really hard to make as many good calls as I can.
I think the difference is not good call, bad call. The difference is real market and unreal market. Let me show you. This is you ran a hedge fund.
Yes, I did for many years.
All right.
You know, a lot of times when I was short at my hedge fund, and I was positioned short, meaning I needed it down, I would create a level of activity beforehand that could drive the futures. It doesn't take much money.
What does that mean?
Okay, this was a hyperbolic example of what I was trying to get people to. You had a great piece about short selling earlier.
Yes,
I've been trying to rein in short selling, trying to expose what really happens. This is what goes on. What I'm trying to say is, and I didn't do this, but I'm trying to explain to people, this is the shenanigans.
It sounded like you were talking about that you had done it.
Then I was inarticulate, because I barely traded the futures. But I will say this. Mm-hmm. I am trying to expose the stuff, exactly what you guys do, and I'm trying to get the regulators to look at it.
Well, see, that's interesting. Roll 210.
Sure. I would encourage anyone who's in the hedge fund to do it, because it's legal.
Right.
And it is a very quick way to make money, and very satisfying.
Okay.
By the way, no one else in the world would ever admit that, but I don't care.
That's right. And you can say that here.
I'm not going to say it on TV.
Show on TV now.
I want the Jim Cramer on CNBC to protect me from that Jim Cramer.
Stop it. Yeah, I want that, the Jim Cramer that's on TV. I want him to protect me, too. I like Jim Cramer. I'm reading his books now to try to get some understanding of the stock market and how to better invest and protect my investments. But you know what? You know, that kind of, and the snarky bragging that, you know, and later he'll talk about driving a stock down, and it's like, And this is part of what they were doing. They were just unfettered greed, running amok, playing like 14-year-old boys with our money. And that's the thing that gets me. When we watch Bernard Madoff, frog marched off to jail yesterday, and hallelujah, they revoked his bail because he's a flight risk, and they stuck his behind to wait for sentencing, and I hope he stays there. You know, being able to sit around in your penthouse in New York City is not my idea of punishment. You know, it's like, hello, look at this. Please, please face facts. This is what should be happening. This is what is needs to be doing. It is that this man needs to be frog marched off to jail. And by the way, he's staying in this in the same kind of prison where some of our most notorious prisoners have stayed, including Sheikh Omar. And he needs to be in that little 8.5 by 12 foot cell with a toilet without a lid and sitting there with a bunk bed and in cinder blocks and surrounded by nothing with only 3 hours a day of walking around time. You know, he gets, I guess, 300 minutes a month to talk on the phone. And you know what? Good. Restrict him. It's like he was so shameful yesterday with his mealy-mouthed apology. It's like you knew what you were doing and you sat there and you cheated widows and orphans and people in retirement. You know, you cheated people who ran funds, you know, who may have had wealthy clients. But, you know, just because people are wealthy doesn't necessarily mean they're smart about investing. And they didn't figure out that Bernard Madoff was a fake. A couple of reporters did, but nobody listened to them. And that's part of our problem, too, is that because money isn't sexy and because a lot of us, let's face it, are ignoramuses when it comes to the terms. That's why I'm trying to educate myself. It's out of self-defense. You know, it is incredible to me that these people were allowed to manufacture businesses out of air. Out of air. I mean, you know, you knew when you saw your mortgage resold and stuff, you knew that, oh, wow, why are they reselling it so quickly? I could, you know, it is the sin of short-term gain over long-term planning. And that has been a problem in big business for as long as I can remember. I've been railing about it as a talk show host throughout my entire career. When you think only of short-term gain and your gain and games and your golden parachute, then you're cheating everyone in your company, all your stockholders, all your employees. And when you collect 350 times what somebody on your line is making, then you're a fraud because nobody is that smart. Now, I like making a lot of money as much as the next girl, but let me tell you something. There is something distinctly immoral about the kinds of money that has been made by big business in this country. And again, I'm all for entrepreneurship. I'm all for people making money. I am not against it at all. But when you have people creating a world where nothing is founded in fact and everything is a big game in order to try, and they don't even understand it. Michael, I can't remember his last name, who wrote Liar's Poker, wrote about this at length, I believe, in Vanity Fair recently, where he just said, these guys don't even understand what they're doing. They don't understand it. So how can you hope to? 303-713-7600. I want you on the economy today, because we are in a rally, so maybe we're all feeling a little better in the pits of our stomach, and it's easier to talk about this stuff maybe when we're a little up rather than so far down. I don't think we're out of the bear market, though. I don't think the bear is off his hind legs yet. But on the other hand, that's just my opinion, personal opinion. I am not a captain of industry. But you know what? I do have a lot of common sense. And one thing I do know is when you base stuff on air, that's what happens when you pull the rug out. You know, it's like the emperor's got no clothes. It's like, oh, really? So we'll listen to more of John Stewart and Jim Cramer coming up. It's 6:32 in the morning in the Mile High. It's cold and crispy, but we're looking at the weekend weather. So join us at 303-713-7600. Stand by for Progressive Traffic with John Turk.
Well, we're already looking at weekend driving conditions around Denver and Boulder. Nice and light and quiet for us. No accidents to get in your way. No delays. Seeing speeds drop a little bit there as you're heading into downtown on 270, 76, and 25. Kind of heavy up in Northland as well from 104th down to 84th, trying to get out of the northern metro. Winter driving conditions in the high country. Chain laws in effect eastbound over Vail Pass. And if you're traveling up to do some skiing, you will find some icy patches on 70 between Loveland and Vail. Your forecast, small chance for snow through this morning. Areas north of C-470 will see very little, if any, precipitation. Our high will be around 45 degrees. Right now, checking in at 26. John Turk, AM760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's big. It's back. Dodge Truck Month. Get a no-extra-charge Hemi on Ram 1500.
Dr. Cog, Ride Arrangers. Fight rising gas prices with help from Ride Arrangers. Call 303-458-POOL or visit DRC.
Learn to play the piano in just 8 weeks with the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method at Pianos and Pianos. Limited spaces are currently available for this 8-week course at half the price of regular private lessons. This proven method guarantees that you'll be playing exciting song styles like classical, movie themes, rock, new age, blues, jazz, and much more. Call Pianos and Pianos at 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, The Banquet.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a credit report is like an appetizer, just the first part of something good. But if you didn't order it from Identity Guard, you may discover that there's no more food showing up. You see, with Identity Guard, you get an entire banquet of 21st century tools and technologies. All this from the company that's already protected over 20 million people. And that's a lot of money not going into the hands of worldwide identity thieves. So, get Identity Guard today and settle in for a feast of identity theft protection.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
Did you know that term life insurance rates have fallen over 60% in the last 10 years? I'm Byron Udell, founder of AccuQuote. At AccuQuote.com, we monitor the rates, features, and financial strength of hundreds of life insurance products. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can protect his family with $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $19 a month. Female rates are even lower. And don't forget to ask us about the new term life policies that guarantee your money back even if you don't die. Since 1986, we've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Why not find out how much you can save? Write down this number and call today for your free quote. Call 800-500-3353. One five-minute call is all it takes. 800-500-3353. That's 800-500-3353.
Hey, back to business in a second. But I just read a statistic you won't believe. Get this. Over 50 million of us don't have adequate life insurance. Seriously. And most are between the ages of 30 and 55. So if you die, your spouse is left alone, trying to figure out how to make ends meet, borrowing money, draining their retirement, selling the family home. That happened to my mom, and it was tough. Look, if you have a family, you need life insurance. So right now, go get a free quote from eFinancial at 1-800-800-6636, because you will not believe how affordable life insurance is. Everyone's situation is different, but okay, I'll just tell you. I'm 40, in good health. They got me a $500,000 policy for $20 a month. $20 a month. You spend more than that on coffee, right? So seriously, take care of your family. Get your free life insurance quote now. Let me give you the number again. It's 1-800-800-6636. 1-800-800-6636. 1-800-800-6636.
Hard filling in for Jay. It's 6:37 in the morning. Check us out on Facebook. Also go to am760.net. I've got some questions posed for you. I'm not on Twitter today, though. I don't know whether I'm going to Twitter today, but I might. The reality is, I think one of we're talking about Jim Cramer and CNBC in general, because in all fairness, Cramer's a showman. That's what he does. He's all over the map sometimes. And Jon Stewart's calling him to the carpet. And to give him credit, at least he's appearing on Jon Stewart and answering him and talking about his various positions on things, which to give him credit for, good, hats off. Maybe he will get better on his show. I don't know. I'll be interested to see Mad Money today and see what happens if I get a chance to watch it. I'm out and about a lot today. But you know, maybe I'll catch up with the podcast over the weekend, because I really think it's important that we get the straight information now. If anything, this crisis has taught us that we deserve better from our financial reporters. Mick in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good.
Aaron, you know, I just wanted to quickly call in. One of the things that a lot of people are becoming more aware of is that when you listen just about to anyone that speaks on these shows and go on, you know, like the Sunday talking head shows, When they start talking about the economy and the investment, the world of investment, let's put it that way, hardly anybody out there can really take the information and digest it and come to any clear-cut understanding of what people are talking about. The American public just doesn't have that level of understanding, of knowledge, and the terminology that comes out is just endless. They bombard you with a lot of terms.
Absolutely.
That you have to go and look up sometimes, and sometimes it's really hard to look up because it's so new that there's really no
They talk an insider lingo that's one of the most boring parties I've ever been to in my life was a party for guys on Wall Street. You know, and they were handsome, but all they did was talk fast and check their phones every 5 minutes and their Blackberries and like, blah, 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 you know, and you're like, and all they cared about was money, 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 making money fast, making money fast, making money faster, making money faster. And it's like, okay, see you later. So I think one of the things that they get into, and it's addictive, you know what I mean? You can tell the excitement on the floor. If you've ever been to the trading floor, you can see it. It's palpable. It's like being at a sporting event where people are all jazzed up and screaming and yelling.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an incredible narcotic.
Yeah.
But, you know, and that's what they did. They had a massive drug binge on our watch. The only trouble is they weren't playing with their own money. They were playing with ours.
Yeah,
and that's what's criminal. That's why these people should be frog marked off to jail. And even Jim Cramer agrees many of them should go to jail.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I got to put it this way simply. My grandfather didn't have a huge education, not very much, actually. And he'd say, look, if you're going somewhere and you're talking to a salesman, and that's what these guys basically are down, you know, they're just trying to sell you, as John Stewart was saying, you know, we're snake oil salesmen.
Right.
He would say, look, if you go to a salesman and he starts throwing out all these words and you're kind of like, what exactly is this? And you have to ask him three times, what do you mean? You walk away from that guy because, number one, what he's giving you is a big line of BS. And it was really funny going to buy a car with my grandfather back in the 50s because he got a young salesman who started throwing out all of these terms that actually, you know, were just false terms, that nothing but basically lies.
Well,
my grandfather knew better and played along with them, and at the very end he just said, everything that you've told me here is nothing but BS, and I won't buy a car from you. And the guy was like, he spent a half hour with him throwing out all of these Throgmorton evaporators and all in a car.
Right.
And my grandfather, who was a mechanic,
yeah,
exactly, that didn't exist.
Exactly. See, and this is the right. Thank you, Mick, so much for your call. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
And this is part of the problem. We need to do our due diligence because you know what? They're not going to protect our behinds. They're just not going to do it. I wish I could say another word that begins with A and ends with S, but I'm not, you know, that word's not frowned upon on radio, I guess. But, you know, it's like, you know, the reality is we need to protect our assets. And the way that you do that, I figured out a way to say it, is that we've got to have financial literacy. One of the things on my list to do this spring is to go out and take a financial literacy class. I mean, I took some business courses. I'm beginning to understand more about the tips of the iceberg. But, you know, the reality is they're probably not going to dumb it down for us. I wish they would. And I don't mean dumb it down, really, because to tell you the truth, I'm with Mick's grandfather. Unless you can explain it in very clear, simple terms, then it's probably some sort of scam, isn't it? I mean, that's the reality, isn't it? 303-713-7600. Yesterday, John Turk sent me an article from U.S. News & World Report. These are, you know, a lot of big companies are in danger. And on the list, Advanced Micro Devices, AirTran, the parent of American Airlines, JetBlue, United Airlines, Chrysler, Duane Reade, Eastman Kodak, Ford, General Motors, Krispy Kreme, oh no, Palm, R.H. Donnelly, Reader's Digest, Rite Aid, U.S. Airways, Unisys. I mean, are we going to just watch our entire, you know, and in malls, you know, you won't be seeing Linen and Things anymore or Circuit City. It's like Brookstone looks like it's in jeopardy. So does Barney's. Eddie Bauer has been in trouble off and on for years. So, Lehman, so what are we going to do? So, you know, this is the kind of thing that we're facing. And locally, oh, my goodness gracious, look at the Rocky Mountain News. I mean, my mother worked for the Rocky Mountain News. That paper fail. My sister and I and my brother, we all got on email together, and we were like, oh, my gosh. And I have to say, let me say two things about that, because I've been remiss in not mentioning this. Because I'm a Colorado long-term resident off and on, and I love our state in many, many ways. It is an amazing state. And to see a paper that's been in business as long as my ancestors have been in Colorado, it was really sickening to me. I mean, really awful. To say nothing of the fact that I have been a journalist most of my working life, and it is really, really scary to see newspapers disappearing off the face of the earth. I mean, yesterday we talked to a news reporter for the Los Angeles Times that reminded us why newspapers are so key. And if you didn't think so, look at the passing of James Meadow, who died in a tragic bike accident. I mean, I can't believe he died doing what he loves at Chatsworth Dam, but still, it's like, ah! You know, just hearing about his death and reading about it, and also reading Bill Husted's moving words about it. I have to say, Bill Husted can be somewhat of a smart aleck. I just want to say farewell, James Meadow. You know, the Rocky didn't outlast you, but you bear, you know, it's a tragedy. I need to mention it because I note both passings, and it's really sad. Mike in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good hello. Morning, I think. It is Friday, though.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, hi, Mike.
Hey, you pointed at this, and one of your other callers pointed at this, and it was about education, and I just wanted to call. I'm actually a business teacher, and part of the problem with this is that, you know, the state's finally waking up and saying, hey, financial literacy needs to be taught, but they can't decide who's going to teach it, and this is important stuff. It's not on CSAPs, it's not on ACTs, it's not on anything. And so, you know, we're just an elective course. And so I think part of it is education.
I think it has to be a requirement.
Yeah, it absolutely has to be a requirement.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing, like, where I saw the interview with Jim Cramer, and, you know, people are mad. People are really mad.
Yes,
we were
we
mad
are.
5 years ago, though, when the market was going up. And I think this is also part of it, too, is that, you know, I'm a Ron Paul Republican, or a Ron Paul kind of conservative. You know, I don't believe in any of the neocon stuff, but the whole system with the Federal Reserve and making easy money and that kind of stuff, it's a scam. We got to go back to, you know, the gold standard. And he was the only politician that called it right and who was honest with everybody. Get the power out of the hands of all the bankers and give it to the people.
So, yeah, and I'm not sure I can go that far with you, but on the other hand, I definitely think we have to have more financial literacy, and I do believe in credit markets, and I do believe in international trade and all those things, but I also think we have to have laws and regulations. I think that's why the market surged this week, by the way, is because Ben Bernanke talked about mark-to-market marketing and accounting, rather, and talked about returning to a day of regulation, which anybody who watched Bernard Madoff frog marked off to jail this week should be doing cartwheels about, because we need it back. Taking all those rules and laws off that and allowing them to just behave like children, greedy little children, sticking their faces in a pie. Only the pie was metaphorical. That still boggles my mind that they did this with people's retirement.
And another big thing, too, is that, you know, a lot of people complain about, you know, this being a problem with the free market. Well, you look at any major industry. The media. There's like five media companies out there, and all the board members are on the board members of defense companies.
Everybody else's companies,
yeah. And this is a problem where the government lets these companies merge and allows these board members to be on multiple boards. Like, so I blame it more on them, but...
No, I understand what you're saying. They're all in this sort of insider's club. And one of the things Cramer kept saying in his defense last night, if you noticed, was, well, I knew the guy. I'd known him for 20 years. I didn't know he was lying to me.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's like, Yeah, I know you guys build this stuff on personal relationships like we all do, but you know what? If you're basing a personal relationship and you still know you're sitting on a sand pit, you know, a quicksand, then admit it's quicksand and get your legs out of it. You know what I mean? It's like, hello.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's easy to say in hindsight, you know, because there were rumblings. I did sense some of this coming because I looked at my adjustable rate mortgage. I think it was in 2005, if I'm remembering correctly. It might have been 2006, but I think it was 5. And I just went, you know, this is wrong. I got to get out of this right now. I do not feel good about this. And thank God I refinanced because I got a fairly good recent interest rate, which is helping me out now. But,
yeah.
You know, I've still had to rely too far on credit in terms of things like basic things like health insurance and earthquake insurance. That's dumb. I know that. But you know what? Jobs have been scarce. I've been laid off more in the last 5 years than I have in my previous life as a worker. You know what I mean? And
it's
not me. It's the economy.
Everybody listening should call up their representatives and say, we need this talk, period.
Yep, absolutely.
Get it on a CSAP. Get it on something if that's what it needs so we can be, looked at as being legit and all that kind of stuff. But
no, amen, brother. We definitely do. And if we're going to have a complicated system like this, then we better be preparing people to deal with it. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. We're going to dance to a break right now, but I really want to hear from you. We're going to play more of the Jim Cramer and John Stewart interview coming up. All that and more on J. Marvin Show. I'm Aaron Hart. Filling in. It's 6:50, and now it's time for you, John, and Progressive Traffic.
Well, things are still looking really good for us if you're making your way out this morning. Friday is usually lighter than the rest of the week, and that is the case again this morning. Our heaviest jams are in the normal spots, southbound I-25 up in North Glen. Seems like I talk about this every morning in the 6 o'clock hour, but that's our heaviest spot. Also, once you get downtown after 38th, also heavy, 270 eastbound from York to Vasquez, and on westbound 76 from 74th to 270. No problems on the south end, C-470 at top speed, as is 6th Avenue, and 225, also no problems there between 70 and the Tech Center. Your forecast, mostly cloudy early in the morning, then partly sunny. We do have a 20% chance of snow this morning. Most of that is going to come south of us, south of Castle Rock. Highs in the mid-40s, right now 26 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Dr. Cog, Ride Arrangers. Fight rising gas prices with help from Ride Arrangers. Call 303-458-POOL or visit
Better ideas for your home start at the Denver Home Remodeling Show, presented by Freedom Financial Services, the mortgage experts.
Check out over 300 booths full of great ideas for the inside and outside of your home and register to win great prizes.
Dust off those treasures in your attic and see how much they're worth at the free antique appraisal.
Break the bank for a chance to win $50,000 in carpet. Meet the Broncos cheerleaders.
Enjoy the beauty, the ideas, and the inspiration at the Home Remodeling Show March 13th through 15th with free parking at the Merchandise Mart. Stop by Home Depot for a discount pass or download a coupon at DenverHomeRemodelingShow.com.
Hi, I'm Chris Johnson, Human Resources Manager, and I can tell you, as a leading tech company, we naturally use the web to find talent. My job is to find the brightest tech candidates. Dice.com has the most qualified and talented candidates out there. Because Dice focuses on technology and engineering, I save a lot of time and trouble sifting through thousands of resumes from sites that aren't relevant to our business. Usually, we're looking for experienced software and hardware engineers, DBAs, storage engineers, project managers. We found over half our key hires through Dice.
Dice is the number one online technology job board. For over 17 years, Dice has focused exclusively on tech jobs. Post your open technology positions on Dice to access the best tech talent. Or search through thousands of resumes from qualified engineering and tech professionals from all across the country. Visit Dice.com. Dice.com.
Get the good stuff!
Hey, Mike Waltrip here. You know those makeover shows where they turn a dumpy-looking house into something really special? Well, we'd like to do the same thing with your hat. So stop into any participating Napa Auto Parts store, and with a purchase, turn one of your old hats into a 2009 Napa Racing hat. And while you're in there, why not pick up some incredible Napa parts and give your car a makeover as well? The Napa Hat Spot. Limit one per customer. Only good while supplies last.
Napa.
Get the good stuff!
Hey, welcome to Radio Shack.
Oh, sorry about my college marching band. I love tournament time, so I have them follow me everywhere.
Well, you know, all you need is Sirius Satellite Radio with the best of XM. You'll hear all the live college basketball you could want, plus with 100% commercial-free music. Everything worth listening to is now on Sirius.
Awesome.
Buy a $50 Sirius prepaid subscription card and save $30 on all Sirius Dock and Play radios, including the Stratus 5 at $39.99, only at Radio Shack.
Offer good through 3/14/09. Service activation fee, other fees, and restrictions apply.
Check off MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on the last page of your state tax form. Check a box, change a life. It's easy.
Hi, this is Erin Hart on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Jay is recuperating from surgery, and I'm filling in. It's 54 past the hour, and I'd love to talk to you. We're going to play a little bit more of that John Stewart, Jim Cramer interview, and we're going to talk about it on the other side of the news. A couple of things that caught my eye, too, is an editorial in the New York Times today saying everyone is fiddling while we're actually investing in trying to make the economy better, as in Europe and Japan. Are they doing enough to carry the world weight on their shoulders? They think not, and you know what? I don't either. So I'm wondering what you think about that, and here's more of John Stewart and Jim Cramer, and then we'll talk about it coming out after the news. We'll be back briefly, too. Here it is.
Roll 210.
Sure. I would encourage anyone who's in the hedge fund to do it because it's legal.
Right.
And it it is a very quick way to make money and very satisfying.
Okay.
By the way, no one else in the world would ever admit that, but I don't care.
That's right. And you can say that here.
I can't.
I'm not
going to
say it on TV.
Show on TV now.
I want the Jim Cramer on CNBC to protect me from that Jim Cramer.
I think the way you do that is to show, okay, that's, I, the regulators watch the tape, they realize the shenanigans that goes on, they can go after this. Now, they didn't catch Madoff, that's
but
a shame.
When you talk about the regulators, why not the Financial News Network? That's the whole point of this.
Okay.
CNBC could be an incredibly powerful tool of illumination for people that believe that there are two markets. One that has been sold to us as long term. Put your money in 401ks, put your money in pensions, and just leave it there. Don't worry about it. It's all doing fine. Then there's this other market, this real market that's occurring in the back room, where giant piles of money are going in and out, and people are trading them, and it's transactional, and it's fast, but it's dangerous, it's ethically dubious, and it hurts that long term market. So what it feels like to us, and I'm speaking purely as a layman, it feels like we are capitalizing your adventure.
There we go.
By
I'm sorry, I kind of stepped on John Stewart, so we'll play that. We'll back up a little bit and play it. But you see, this is what they're capitalizing your adventure. That's what we feel like we're doing. We're just pawns in your game. We're sitting here giving you our hard-earned dough, expecting to retire. You know, and this brings to mind George W. Bush and his plan to privatize Social Security. Remember that one? It's like, you know, and I keep going back to Al Franken, bless him, and I hope he gets to sit in his Senate seat soon. Remember when he kept repeating his, you know, Franny and I are in government bonds. You know, we believe in the securities and we believe in the Social Security. It may only grow 2%, but it's growing 2%. It's not tanking 50%. You know, now I have nothing against the stock market. I'm going to invest again. I'm still in one that I can't get out of. And the reality is, or I don't think I can, although I'm beginning to read things like, you better cut your losses. It is so, look, you gotta be balanced. You gotta have your eggs in many baskets. But what if you don't have enough eggs? This is part of the problem, you know what I mean? It's like nobody, you know, and I learned how to balance my own check, but I learned a lot of economics 101 by flying by the seat of my pants as a young person, you know, and I made some mistakes. I screwed up. I had to pay some people back because I got in over my head with credit, and that's why I try never ever to do it again, and I try to use my credit very judiciously these days. But on the other hand, you know, we live in a very complicated world, and it's getting more expensive by the minute, and I believe in having health care because I don't want to become a burden on society, but or my family. But on the other hand, what are you supposed to do when it climbs up into carving such a big portion out of your budget that you don't know what to do anymore? And that's what we're the position we're in, and that's what John Stewart knows, and apparently the captains of industry and Jim Cramer don't necessarily. 303-713-7600. I want to talk to you. Coming right back on the J. Marvin Show. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in, and we'll be back.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code ONLINE to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, ONLINE. To qualify for the free VoIP headset, WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code ONLINE. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
This offer's gone? It's gone. Call 1-800-655-3333. 1-800-655-3333.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. Wall Street's hoping for a four-day winning streak. S&P futures are up 3.5, 30 minutes before trading opens in New York, suggesting a higher opening for stocks on the heels of 3 days of gains. Spurred on by better news from banks, this morning Citigroup said it was having its best quarter since 2007 and doesn't need any more government money. Bank of America has also sent out more positive signs. CBS's Jeff Glor at the New York Stock Exchange.
The traders down here will be very careful to tell you, though, despite these signs of optimism and these positive signs, it doesn't mean the bear market is over, but it certainly doesn't hurt.
Overseas, markets rallied too today. In Hong Kong, trader Kirby Daly says the banking news is encouraging.
There is beginning to be some major hope that profitability is starting to be the new name of the game this year.
Fresh economic news from Washington. The trade deficit has dropped to a six-year low in January, as the recession slashed demand for imports. Back on Wall Street, there's a move to tie pay to performance. Let's go live to CBS's Jim Taylor.
We're talking about compensation here, Steve. New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo examining ways to stagger both cash and stock compensation payments over several years. This way, if a business built on short-term risk-taking blows up, firms will be able to claw back pay. A person close to Cuomo says the intent is not to micromanage or interfere with the private sector. The federal stimulus package also includes pay caps for top earners at firms receiving federal funds. Steve?
A black homeowner in Oakland, California says she was steered into getting a subprime mortgage.
I was kind of tricked by my broker who I trusted.
Edith Gibbons' story is part of what's driving an NAACP lawsuit that'll be filed today against Wells Fargo and HSBC. The suits accuse the banks of getting blacks into subprime mortgages while whites with similar credentials got more solid low-interest loans. Anna Nicole Smith died back in 2007. Her story has lived on in the tabloids, and now there's a legal case involving her confidant and two doctors. CBS's Steve Futterman has more.
The complaint details how Anna Nicole Smith got hold of thousands of prescription drugs. It accuses her boyfriend, Howard K. Stern, and two doctors of conspiring to get the drugs to Smith. California Attorney General Jerry Brown.
It involves literally thousands of pills, dangerous chemicals that have been prescribed.
Brown says Smith was given the prescription drugs for no legitimate medical purpose. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
After days of mocking Business Channel CNBC and star performer Jim Cramer for advice handed out before the financial meltdown, Daily Show host Jon Stewart went toe-to-toe with Cramer last night.
We've been out front, and we've made mistakes. We've got 17 hours of live TV a day to do. But I certainly...
Maybe you could cut down on that.
Cramer says everybody got it wrong. Quote, I got a lot of things wrong, too. Again, S&P futures are up about 3. This is CBS News.
How to make household dirt not like you very much. Step 1. Avoid the grocery store. You need serious cleaning supplies. Step 2. Head to the Home Depot for the good stuff. Step 3. Go home and treat stains, dust, and grime like, well, dirt. The Home Depot has one of the largest selections of professional cleaning supplies anywhere at everyday low prices. Like the 18-inch indoor-outdoor get every speck off the floor push broom from Quickie for just $8.99. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm Jim. Starting a construction business in this economy, you need every advantage you can get. That's why my accountant recommended Intuit QuickBooks. He said it's small business software that'll help me track every penny. Money in, money out, so I always know what's going on. So I tried it, and turns out he hit the nail right on the head. I can see all my money in one place. That's good, because I'm building more than houses. I'm building my business.
Intuit QuickBooks. Get back to business. Try it for free at QuickBooks.com.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. A suspected carjacker is dead. Another hospitalized after they were shot by Commerce City police. Police say they chased the men yesterday afternoon when the stolen car lost a tire at 120th and Chambers. The suspects tried to take another car. A gunfight ensued, and both men were hit. It's tough in parts of Colorado where falling prices have caused oil and gas rigs to shut down.
I have many friends throughout the industry all over applying for unemployment.
300 oil and gas workers rallied at the state capitol yesterday as the Colorado House debated new environmental rules for drilling. The workers fear the new rules could cause oil and gas companies to leave Colorado. Denver International Airport is busy, now the fourth largest U.S. airport in terms of boarding passengers, passing Los Angeles. Atlanta remains the busiest in the nation, followed by Chicago, O'Hare, and Dallas. A company that was in the running to buy the now-defunct Rocky Mountain News wants to buy the paper's archives and website. Brian Ferguson told Westward his Texas media company wants to preserve the work done during the Rockies' existence and perhaps partner with a university to make the years of stories and pictures available for research. One of the country's leading environmentalists spoke at the state capitol yesterday, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., telling an energy expo that America can become energy independent.
We don't have to go to Saudi Arabia and punch holes in the ground and bring up the oil and refine it expensively and then get in periodic wars to make sure we can hold on to it.
Kennedy says wind, solar, geothermal, and other alternative sources could supply all the energy the country needs. Sports, that is, the Avs over the Wild, 2-1 in a shootout, and 4A and 5A high school girls state basketball championships tonight in Boulder. Mullen Broomfield in 4A, Regis Monarch in 5A. Boys title games are tomorrow. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where for the most part it's a quiet ride as you're making your way around Denver. There are no crashes to get in your way. However, we're seeing some volume in those usual spots. Typical for a Friday, lighter than usual, but you will find some slowing. Southbound I-25, right around 84th as you're coming out of Thornton and North Glen. Also seeing some brakes being tapped on the northbound side at 225, coming around the Parker Curve towards I-Lift, and a little beyond. Westbounders on 76. Speeds are going to drop into the 40s, 74th to 270. I'm Todd Parker. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you are looking for cheaper alternatives for your spring break vacation this year, Denver International Airport can start you on the right track. Park for just five.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
As little as $500 and feel confident knowing your money's wearing body armor. GMAC Bank. Smart, simple, safe. Member FDIC.
Really progressing it.
We progress it.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:07 in the morning. I'm Aaron Hart, and this is my version of Jay's show. How you doing? It's 303-713-7600. Good morning. Crispy cold in Denver this morning. But we'll get by. We'll warm up. It'll be, I don't know. We get 300 days of sunshine a year, which makes it, bearable. 303-713-7600. Love to talk to you. Colorado victims of Madoff's left empty. They don't know he's not, they don't think he's come clean. I agree. I think it's terrible. We're going to talk about some of the financial shenanigans and continue that. We're going to play John Stewart's interview, the rest of John Stewart's interview with Jim Cramer. And we're going to talk to you at 303-713-7600. Jimmy in Denver, welcome to AM 760 and Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Eric. How are you
going? I'm well. Thank you.
Good. I wanted to qualify this first a little bit. I have been a money manager and a broker for over 7 years. And I'm a big fan of Jim Cramer and John Stewart. We see this debate between John Stewart and Jim Cramer, a comedian and a guy who's pretty well respected in the financial world. I think what you need to realize is what Cramer did back when the Dow was around the 10,000 mark was he made an extremely bold statement that made every broker quiver. And he said that if there's any money that you need for, you know, investments or college or big purchases, next 3 to 5 years to take them out of the market. He'd been very cautious in a real early time on this market, and he hit the nail on the head. He was absolutely correct. And had a lot of people done that, they would have been a lot better off. The other thing with that is in the money management business, we've got a saying is, you only need to be right about 51% of the time. Yeah, some of his calls are going to be off. His Berkshire Hathaway calls are going to be off.
And to give him credit, he says that over and over and over again, which is really good. And he also his books are all about do your homework. This is how, you know, and this is the way you do it. And I do appreciate that. I like the guy. And I think he was very bold to come on John Stewart. I think one of the things that John Stewart wanted to point out and did was, did you see the interview last night?
I did.
Yeah, and one thing he said that I appreciated was he goes, I'm not picking on you, I'm picking on your station at large. And I do think that CNBC turns out to be a rah-rah for business a lot. I do. I think they should have more analysis.
You know, it is a rah-rah for business at some point. The analysis is in-depth. A lot of people don't watch the strong technical and fundamental analysis that goes on in that show.
You're probably right. That's the problem.
That's the information that people don't want. It's kind of like the news business where if it bleeds, it leads. You know, the technical information, the fundamental information that they give is right on the money. Now, people will watch, you know, those shows in two particular circumstances. When the market rallies considerably and when it drops considerably. When it drops considerably, everybody, you know, gets really negative, and when it rallies, you grasp at a little bit of hope. I think, you know, the markets have been negative, and it's not from the technical information. It's been a lot of fundamental information that people say, well, negative information will drive a negative market, and selling induces selling. Well, that's true, but this market is not a healthy market by any means. And
What do you think about the bailouts? Are those going to help, do you think? What do you think about the plan? And Geithner defended himself, I thought, rather well in front of Congress. He got grilled. He got, you know, whapped.
But I'll tell you what frustrates me to no end is the people that come out and say, well, this recession should end in a year and this market should, you know, get better by the end of 2009. Had we been able to anticipate how we got in the spot in the first place, then maybe you could make that call.
Gotcha.
What people need to realize with the market is it's not the information that you have in front of you, it's the unknown variable. The unknown would be the AIGs, would be the Citigroups, would be the collapse of Freddie and Fannie, would be the collapse of the housing market, and the perfect storm in this market. So as far as the bailouts, it's a crapshoot. It honestly is a crapshoot. Now, you have to try something. I'm a Democrat and I'm a liberal, but between the Keynesian thought of the economy and the trickle-down thought of the economy, I think you need a median in that. Now, cutting taxes for the middle class is great. Increasing taxes and increasing spending, increasing taxes for the middle class is great. And to spend the way out of the economy, they're theories. They're both theories. So what I would think would make a little bit more sense is, instead of increasing taxes from upper 1%, say 10%, and that's just a hypothetical, increase it 5%. And then instead of spending $700 billion, spend $350 billion and get a culmination of both of those things working.
Well, somebody made a joke, and I don't have my iPod fired up. I will in a minute. But it's like, you know, the thing is, because it has a calculator on it, I was thinking. But, you know, I was wondering, somebody facetiously suggested that what they should do is, maybe it was John Stewart last night, I don't remember, but several people have said this, that go out and give everybody in the United States $300,000. You know, give us all $300,000. Let us pay off our credit cards or, you know, most of our mortgages, or if not all of them. And then, you know, that's the way we'll restore the banks to health, because we'll clear their debt. But,
absolutely,
you know, in an economy based on debt, would that work?
Yeah, I think what would happen is you get a big influx of spending in the market. You'd see durable goods. The spending on durable goods increased tremendously. You know, I'm not as much of an economist as I am a trader. In theory, it sounds like it would be great, but I think what you would do is, put too much money in the market all at once.
So it would cascade and cause problems on its own. Yeah, no, I listen, we're all kind of flying blind a little bit here, and I think that's part of the reason that, How do you like our idea to instill financial education from, like, say, the first grade?
You know, I think the best class I ever took in high school was keyboarding. You know, and that was probably the most practical. I think the fact that people are so ignorant when it comes to financial education, it's amazing. I think from first grade, it absolutely...
Well, you know, I felt so empowered when I went back to college this last time. It was like amazing. I not only passed algebra, I got straight A's, you know, and it was, but just getting that empowerment feeling, I figured out that they were taking too much out of my mortgage payment. And now, you know, I do better with my mathematical decisions in life. I can figure out the cost. I do my own budgets now. It's like, I can't quite do all my own itemized deductions, but it's like, you know, this is what I'm talking about. If we're empowered, if we have more of a sense of things, I think we would be better off as a country and as a people. You know, I really do. I think we'd be able to know maybe better that these guys were hooligans at the top.
Well, what happens is when you start deregulating things, and the SEC loosens regulations, it allows this type of thing to happen. The fact that Madoff was able to do the things that he did, flying completely under the radar. And the guy's not brilliant.
No.
You know, he's absolutely amazing. So why didn't the SEC step in a long time ago and say, hey, you know, what's going on here?
I think it goes back to something that Jim Cramer said last night. I really do. I think it's, you know, I knew the guy for 20 years. You know, they all knew him when wasn't he the head of NASDAQ? Was that it? Yeah.
He was the president of NASDAQ.
NASDAQ, right. So everybody's like, well, he has to be honorable. You know, he gives to charity. He's a good guy. It's like,
well,
no.
If you look back at a couple things, I lay a lot of blame on the SEC. The SEC regulation is very kind of loosey-goosey. There's a lot of gray areas with them. Not the first, but one major example of the SEC and the FTC is, if you look back at Enron, I looked at the Enron books after the scandal came out, and within about 15 minutes of looking at those books, it was really apparent what was going on with that they didn't actually have the oil and natural gas that they said it was a pipeline and transportation. It didn't take a genius to figure this out. The cover-ups aren't even that great. But the SEC didn't even go through these books thoroughly enough to determine that their numbers were suspicious.
That's
now,
terrible.
You have to report today. There's reporting that you need to do when you manage money, and just to put it on paper doesn't necessarily mean it's there. There are checks and balances that you go through to determine whether these transactions have taken place
And we all need that due diligence. You know what? Thank you very much, and thanks for your spirited defense of Jim Cramer. I do like him, and I'm glad you're doing that for some balance, at least in terms of playing the John Stewart interview. And thanks for educating us today. I really appreciate it.
No problem at all. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm Aaron Hart filling in for Jay, and it's 718 in the Mile High. Love to talk to you at 303-713-7600. It's just us, with the exception of the music critic today. So, hey, give us a call. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. You don't have to stick to the economy unless you want to. Bernard Madoff, by the way, did cheat people in Colorado, too. He pled guilty in federal court yesterday to 11 charges, including securities, wire fraud, mail fraud, money laundering, and making a false filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. He is accused of having bilked as much as $65 billion in a long-running Ponzi scheme. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk, and now it's time for Progressive Traffic with John.
Thank you, Aaron. Things still looking pretty good for us around the city. No accidents on the highways, just the normal jams on 225, both for northbounders and southbounders at Parker Road. If you're traveling northbound, going to break loose there between Iliff and Mississippi. Southbound side, pretty sluggish all the way down to 25. On 25, just the normal jams as well. Southbound from 104th to 84th, again from 70 past Spear, and also a little busy in Commerce City there on 76 for westbounders beginning at 74th Avenue. One surface street crash with injuries, 17th and Larimer. That's our first one of the morning. And like I said, the rest of the drive looking pretty good, nice and quiet like Fridays are usually. Your forecast, small chance for snow through this morning. Most of that, it will come south of C-470.
The tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 Till 2. 10 Till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 Till 2. The time is now.
Did you know that the new Climate Smart program allows Boulder County residents to install solar power with no out-of-pocket cost? Learn how you can take advantage of the Climate Smart loan program at an exclusive Boulder County Community Solar event at the Louisville Rec Center on March 18th at 7 p.m. Meet the founder and owner of Independent Power Systems, Tony Boniface, as he shares his 15 years of solar experience and answers questions about solar energy and how you can eliminate your electric bill for life. Tony will present the details of the Climate Smart program and the IPS community discount on Wednesday, March 18th at the Louisville Rec Center at 7 p.m. IPS, the Coors Field solar experts, invite you to meet Tony Boniface and learn how to eliminate your electric bill for life. For more, go to solarips.com/climate and RSVP for this free seminar. The Climate Smart Loan Program for Boulder County Residents. Brought to you by Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
This is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $499 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo with a free language lesson, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-400-4943. 1-800-400-4943. 1-800-400-4943.
$4.99? $4.99? Forget about it. But that's right. We got the best New York-style subs in Colorado. For only $4.99, you can get a New York-style sub at Deli Zone. Hey, I'm walking here. To find a location near you, visit DeliZone.net.
Dodge announces employee pricing plus plus. Now everyone gets the employee price. Plus, generous cash allowances on most 09 models. Plus, qualified buyers can get low APR financing through Chrysler Financial. Get to your local Dodge dealer today.
Folks out there who get up in the morning, get their coffee, go to work,
get the kids off to school,
pay their bills, work hard,
they don't understand most of this Wall Street talk.
Ed Schultz.
I don't. I admit it. Just because I sit in front of a microphone doesn't mean that I know everything. I think there's a good number of Americans out there that are somewhat bamboozled by all of this. So I have to trust, and you have to trust, those who we elect that they're going to do the right thing.
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Remember that the true strength of our nation comes not from the might of our arms or the scale of our wealth. It comes from the power of our ideals. Democracy, liberty, equality, justice, and unyielding hope.
Isn't it wonderful to have a president who speaks as well as that? It just, it's so much, what a guy. All right, it's 303-713-7600. He also called himself the confidence builder in chief. And he said, it's not as bad as we think. He always tempers his view of the world with, it's not as bad as people are saying it is. Just like when we're up, he doesn't think it's as well going as well as people say it is. And I really appreciate him for that. He is a supreme rational person. He really is. He's the rational person in chief. 303-713-7600. Denver, by the way, ranks second after New York for the number of Madoff victims. That reflects the 800 self-directed individual retirement counts listed at a Denver post office. The accounts registered to NTC and Co. belong to individuals across the country, but NTC in turn belonged to Fiserv, an IRA custodian with operations in Denver that Madoff used to set up the account. About 70 Madoff victims are from Colorado, and many of them live in Aspen. Boulder-based Agile Group has told clients, including talk show host, our brother talk show host, Mike Rosen, that it couldn't return their investments in part because of dealings it had with Madoff. Tom Tancredo said he had up to $1.1 million invested in Agile funds. Ooh. Madoff's crime comparable to murder? I think he should definitely go to jail for the rest of his natural life. And you know what? His family may be frog marched after him and probably should be, because his wife and his sons were working for him, and I don't really think you can pull off a $65 billion ripoff as they did without some help. But, you know, until they're convicted, we have to wait. But should she fork over the dough he transferred to her? Absolutely. Bob in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. Say, wonder for certain Denver politicians got over $1 million to invest with the people you were just speaking of. You don't have to answer that, but that ran through my mind. Who do you think bought the stock the last 3 days?
Who do I think bought the stock in the last few days?
Last 3 days, where we had the big gains.
I would assume businesses bought them. Consumer, I don't know whether many regular folk bought them, but I would assume probably some countries bought us.
Yes, and our own government.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Guess. Good.
Well, is that going to help the average person? Is that the same? Is the stock going to end up back in the same hands?
Well,
what
do you mean the government bought it? Who do you think bought it from the government? I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I think our governments, all governments, when the stock gets to a certain level, they throw money in to stop the downward trend.
Well, I think that was done in terms of bailouts, but I'm not sure, and it was done with stock purchases. But I understand what you're saying. And yes, I do think in the long run it may help. I mean, certainly some of the bailouts of the savings and loans, eventually some money was made back. But this is larger than scope than we ever dreamed of the savings and loan being. So this is a big problem, and this is part of the problem when you don't have regulation. But I do believe that it's good to invest in America. I just wish that Japan and Europe were investing in their own countries and helping lift their boats too, because their economies are in trouble as well.
Aaron, let me give you a little background. I'm 88 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the last depression extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
My parents were pretty wealthy. They had automobiles. My father was in the timber and lumber business, and he lost it overnight, which would have been in the early 30s. And he didn't gain it back until after World War II, and he never got back to where he was.
I'm sure, yeah, I know that was the case with many people.
Yeah, and I worked for 15 cents an hour going through school, and went to World War II, and I've been in business for myself since 1947.
Have you ever seen it this bad?
Never, never. And I think we haven't seen the worst. And since our country and economy has grown so much in the last 60 years from the last depression, I think this can be just a sheer size. This can be much worse than the last.
I think there's several, and thank you very much for your call. I really appreciate it, Bob. But I think we have a couple of safety nets in place, and those include the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, which insures deposits up to, I think it's $250,000 now. And most people's accounts are far smaller than that, and some wealthy people have theirs divided into chunks that are under $250,000. Sometimes deliberately because of that. And I think, you know, we have safeguards in place. Now, stockholders may lose their money when companies go out of business, and that's going to be a problem, too. This should be, I agree with people who are saying that, look, for some time now, I've thought that these kinds of financial crimes should be a capital offense. You know, and I'll quote Mike Rosen. He says, given the magnitude of his crime, this should be a capital offense. If there's a capital offense for premeditated murder for killing one person, in this case, Madoff's acts were clearly premeditated, and he has damaged many, many more than one person. If I'm not mistaken, I think even Rosen himself got hurt a bit by that. And it's bad. It is really bad. But I think one of the things that we have to remember is how do we solve this the next time? And one of the things that came out of the Depression was laws safeguarding bank deposits. What we did was we took the guard dogs off, though, of what they could do to each other, and that was a big problem. Now, I misspoke earlier. The cell that Bernie Madoff is in is 7.5 by 8, not 12.5 by 8. It is 7.5 by 8 foot cell, and he will be the disgraced financier will be living in cinder blocks, very simply. And I hope he never gets out. I hope he spends the rest of his life in jail. I know that's but I also think that if these, I wonder if Rosen, just as a question, if anybody remembers, was he this mean to Enron folks? Because I thought they all should be frog marked off to federal prison for a really long time too. Until we start doing putting these people in jail for the rest of their natural lives, we're not going to get any resolution of this. If they don't think there are any consequences, they won't cure the ills. It's 7:30. We are going to play more of the John Stewart Jim Cramer interview, I promise, in the next segment. It's 7:30, and therefore time for Progressive Traffic with John Turk. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Aaron. Traffic's still looking pretty decent for us. No highway accidents in Denver or Boulder. We are starting to see the turnpike fill up, though. Westbound side, Sheridan up to Church Ranch. Also eastbound coming in after Federal. On 25, normal slow spots, 104th again near Park Avenue. And 225 and Aurora, pretty slow there. Speeds in the 30s and 40s in both directions, beginning at Parker Road. The northbound side going to break loose after Iliff. Southbound is going to last until I-25, that little interchange there. Westbound 76, busy at 74th Avenue, as is eastbound 270, beginning right there at Interstate 76. So the downtown corridor is starting to get a little sluggish for us. Your forecast, mostly cloudy early in the morning, then partly sunny. We do have a small chance of snow here this morning, mostly. Highs in the mid-40s right now, 24 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
See your local Saab dealer and test drive the Saab 9-3 sedan, sport combi, or convertible.
You've waited long enough. Do that new kitchen with Denver's premier kitchen remodeler, Platte River Kitchens. From concept to plans to a beautiful completed kitchen, saving you money, time, and hassle. A firm believer in green technology that doesn't cost you more. Visit them at the Denver Home Remodeling Show, March 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Denver Merchandise Mart. Free consultations. Platte River Kitchens. Call for free tickets. 303-300-9087. 300-9087.
So we've all heard the expression, it looks as good as new. Yeah, well, at Advanced Auto Parts, it isn't just an expression, okay? It's a call to action. They've got select Blackmagic appearance products, 2 for $8, including tire wet, wheel cleaner, and liquid wax. Buy it. All of it. Then go home and get your car looking as good as new. Because if you clean your car like it's for sale, you'll never want to sell it. Whatever you're working on, Advanced Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code ONLINE to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, ONLINE. To qualify for the free VoIP headset, WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code ONLINE. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Donate to the MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on your Colorado income tax form. Your donation's anonymous. No gift is too small. Check off MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on the last page of your state tax form. Check a box, change a life. It's easy.
That's no longer the case. Today, there's very little arch support built into even the most expensive shoes. That's why people are hurting.
So even high-priced shoes won't relieve the pain?
Every day I talk with customers who've spent a bunch of money searching for the perfect shoe to help their plantar fasciitis. That's the bad news. The good news is Good Feet Arch Supports bring an end to their search and their pain.
Just say Ed sent you and get 10% off your purchase at Good Feet. Call 1-877-620-3338 for details. That's 1-877-620-FEET for Good Feet. America's number one arch support.
You can't get out of debt because the credit card companies won't let you. That's right. They just won't let you. They've got a slick system that keeps you in debt until you're old and gray. But now there's a system that destroys debt. Hi, I'm Tony Manganiello, publisher of the Debt-Free and Prosperous Living System. And I'll send you my powerful free tape revealing how easy it is if you call today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt. And today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
When you owe people money, they own you. My system takes all the money you're paying to make the credit card companies rich and redirects it into making you rich.
In 8 months, my credit cards were paid off.
You can do the same guaranteed, no matter how much money you make or how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. Call now for your free tape. 1-800-900-1484. For your free tape, call 1-800-900-1484. 1-800-900-1484.
Ah, love this song. It's Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin. Love to talk to you at 303-713-7600. Here's the thing. I wanted to tell you a good story. Jeff sent this to me, actually, and thank you, Jeff. By the way, you can instant message us at am760.net. Get your money for nothing and cheeks for free. Okay, now. This isn't Chicks for Free, but this is a great story. Paul Levy, who runs Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston area, looked around his hospital the other day, and he saw transporters and nurses and people stripping the sheets and emptying the trash can, and he realized he didn't want to lay those people off, and many of them had been hired in the last 6 years. So when he went to a meeting, he said, I want to run an idea about you, by you all, that I think is important, and I'd like to get your reaction to it. I'd like to do what we can to protect the lower wage earners, the transporters, the housekeepers, the food service people. A lot of these people work really hard, and I don't want to put an additional burden on them. Now, if we protect these workers, that means the rest of us will have to make a bigger sacrifice. That means others will have to give up more of their salary or benefits. I'm going to choke up. He barely got through the words out of his, got the words out of his mouth in Sherman Auditorium, and it erupted in applause. Thunderous, heartfelt, sustained applause. He stood there and felt the sheer power running over him, and then he started getting emails, about 100 messages an hour in the 8,000 employee hospital. A nurse said her floor voted unanimously to forego a 3% raise. A guy in finance who got laid off from his job at a hospital in Rhode Island suggested working one less day a week. Another nurse said she was willing to give up some vacation and sick time. A respiratory therapist suggested eliminating bonuses. Now, these are people who are trying to help people. Hey, Wall Street, Are you listening? Instead of giving yourself bonuses and massages and all kinds of perks and ridiculous nonsense, how about chipping in for the people who clean your floors, for the people who go through your trash, for the people who support your business, who are your secretaries and your workers and your runners, who make much less money than you are? How about thinking a little bit more about how you got to where you are and how you can't do anything without everyone? Is it Bob in Denver? I'm sorry, John, I lost track of who's online. Doug in Westminster, couldn't be more far off. Hi, Doug, welcome and thank you for joining us.
Hi, sweetie.
Hey. Toots.
That's a new one. All right.
Well, call me sweetie and you take what you get.
Right on. That's worth it. Hey, Mary Madoff, let's call her Mrs. Madoff.
Yes.
We need to change some of those corporate loophole laws that says that little Mary can't go shopping 5 days a week with all the money that that Bernie took. How do we somehow get the laws to...
Well, Dan Abrams was speaking yesterday on NBC, and he said, it was good to see him back, by the way, he was saying that because if they're part of an ongoing conspiracy, or if she had any, and she did work on the books in Madoff's operation, if there was any indication that either she or her sons knew what was going on, she's in trouble. It depends on when he started transferring her the wealth. If he transferred her the wealth at the beginning of his career 25 years ago, maybe that money cannot be recovered. But let's say he did it like during the ongoing scam and they were aware of it. That money will probably be recoverable in some form or another. But as I understand it, it's not nearly the $65 billion that he apparently ripped off. It's more like $70 million, which is small comfort to people who got ripped off to the tune of millions of, and if not billions of dollars. But I agree with you. Prosecute him to the furthest end of the law. If they're guilty, they should be thrown in the slam. And there's, you know, if we confiscate the proceeds from drug trades in this country, then we should go after financial traders who are dishonest creeps as well.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we all know growing up in this country that we are conditioned in a sense, not legally, but in a sense, to know that there are two sets of laws. And he, she, who has the most, makes their own laws. And that's something that I hope in the next 8 years of the Obama administration that we can definitely try and correct.
Thank you very much for your call.
Oh,
you know,
hey, one thing real quick. Was his name Bob that was just on?
Yes.
The older gentleman?
Yes.
More of us should listen to more of them.
Amen, brother.
Have a
Thank
good weekend.
Thank you so much. You too. Listen, and you know what? If Mrs. Madoff can sit around spending her $70 million, she should take a look at the story about Deaconess Beth Israel and also look at thrift-conscious, say goodbye to cars, cell phones, other luxuries. Luxuries? A cell phone today is a necessity, excuse me, but I know people who are giving it up. I work with three people who gave up their cars. They're young, they're in their 20s. They gave up their cars because they don't want it. They don't want to pay insurance. They don't want to pay the car. They don't want to do it anymore. They're tired. They can't make up enough money, and I haven't even I know we're all working in jobs that don't offer health insurance, and I'm wondering, oh my God, I wonder if these kids have health insurance. And I'll bet my answer is absolutely not. Now, some of it's good. You can use zip cards. You can use the bus. You can do everything. But, you know, you should not have to make a decision of whether or not you want a car or a cell phone, especially a cell phone. Cars, I can sort of see. But what are you giving up? I have given up my home phone. I don't have a fax phone if I need to fax, I go somewhere else these days. And I don't really miss it because in the last year, I use the computer and a scanner and do that. But I've been looking at my cable bill and going, you know what? I'm thinking about going to satellite. I like my cable TV, but you know what? It's like it's getting to the point where it's so expensive and there's so many fees and so much other nonsense on it. And satellite, I gather, does not have fees, at least not in the state where I live. So it's like, you know what? the reality is I'm going to have to trim too, and I don't want to, quite frankly. I really don't. I'm angry about it. I don't want to. But finding enough work in this, finding enough freelance and other kinds of work in this economy is really, really difficult. It really is. Now, giving up your cell phone, I can't do that now because this is not a luxury. This is my phone. This is my business phone. This is my home phone. This is every kind of phone I have. It's, you know, and I also, thanks to my brother, have an iPod. Thank you, Alec. And that really helps because I'm able to check news and information on the go and on the fly, and I really like being able to do that. I haven't paid for the service, though. I'm relying on Wi-Fi. Because I don't want to pay the extra $20 a month right now. You shouldn't have to think about $20 a month in this country. You really shouldn't. No one should. 303-713-7600. What are you cost-conscious cutting? What are you slicing out of your life? How have you trimmed your sales? If your boss offered to help others, say, who are less fortunate than you at your job, and would you take a pay cut? Would you? Can you afford to? Lots of people with families can't. 303, and I'll tell you what, being single ain't so easy either. 303, because we're trying to keep, I don't want to be a burden to my family. I'm trying to suck away enough so that I don't have to say, hi, take care of me. But it's a scary world out there. It really is. 303-713-7600. And I don't know if 20 years is enough time. You know, do we have enough time to do this? I don't know. 20, 30 years out from retirement? That's maybe a question for Mike coming up soon. Do we have enough time? I don't know. 303-713-7600. Here's another bite of that John Stewart, Jim Cramer interview so that you can get an idea of just how mad John Stewart was, but also the pithy points he makes about the financial soup that we're in and how we need better information from our pundits.
It feels like we are capitalizing your adventure by our pension and our harder, and that it is a game that you know is going on, but that you go on television as a financial network and pretend isn't happening.
Okay. My first reaction is, yes. Absolutely we could do better. Absolutely. There's shenanigans, and we should call them out. Everyone should. I should do a better job at it. But my second thing is I talk about the shorts every single night. I've got people in Congress who I've been working with to try to get the uptick rule. It's a technical thing, but it would cut down a lot of the games that you're talking about. I'm trying. Am I succeeding? I'm trying.
But the gentleman in that video is a sober, rational individual. And the gentleman on Mad Money is throwing plastic cows through his legs and shouting, sell, 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 and then coming on 2 days later and going, I was wrong, you should have bought. Like, I can't reconcile the brilliance and knowledge that you have of the intricacies of the market with the crazy bull I see you do every night. That's English. That's treating people like adults.
How about if I try it?
Try what?
Try doing that. I'll do that. Hey, look, anything
listen,
I can...
that'd be great. But it's not just you. It's larger forces at work. It is this idea that the financial news industry is not just guilty of a sin of omission, but a sin of commission, that they are actually in bed with this idea.
No, we're not in bed with them. No, I don't think that's fair. Honestly, I think that we try to report the news, and I think that some people...
A couple of guys do. This guy Faber and maybe Faber. Two other guys.
He's fabulous.
Right.
And he's done some things that have really blown the cover off a lot of stuff.
But this thing was 10 years in the making.
Right.
And it's not going to be fixed tomorrow. But the idea that you could have on the guys from Bear Stearns and Maryland and guys that had leveraged 35 to 1 and then blame mortgage holders, I mean, that's insanity.
I never did that. I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. I always wish that people would come on and swear themselves in before they come on the show. I had a lot of CEOs lie to me on the show. It's very painful. I don't have subpoena power.
But you're pretending that you are a dew-eyed innocent. Watch, roll. I mean, if I may, just roll.
Let's interject one more time, and then we'll play the rest of it in a minute. You know, this is the kind of thing we're talking about. It's like, you know, you pretend like you're a dew-eyed innocent, and that also gets me, too. But, you know, in Kramer's case, I think in some ways he does want to believe the best in people, and he does want to believe, you know, a lot of being an investor, investment guy, I would think you have to have hope, and you have to have a sense of moxie, and you have to be positive about things. But, you know, does it go too far? Now, basically, I have to say, I'm with the president. I think even though the financial underpinnings have been severely shaken, I have faith in the American people. I have faith in the people who work in the corridors and the hallways and the working people. And I think it's about time we got back to worshiping those kinds of people. I mean, you shouldn't really worship any false idols, right? But if you look up to people, look around you. Don't look up. Don't look at the captains of industry. A lot of them are creepy. You know, look at the people who you admire and respect in your neighborhoods. Reward them. And if you're an employer, look around. Take a walk through your company just like that Paul Levy did and Beth Israel Deaconess. Take a look. Walk around your, you know, at the radio station. Walk around. Look at the people who work hard every day. Look at the people who are now juggling two or three jobs at once because everybody's been shrinking employees. Look at them. If you can't give them any money, then pat them on the back. If you can't do, you know, and if you can't do that, then you're miserable. How dare you? You know, look around at people who you work with and think about how can I make my world a better place? You know, in my small world, we have a circle of friends and a circle of caring. You know, when somebody gets in trouble, we try to help them out. And, you know, there's a couple I know who've got twins, and the couple has been in the hospital. We're trying to chip in and bring food. We all do this. And that's the kind of spirit Wall Street needs to make more of. The kind of business roundtable people said, well, we're all in this together, Mr. President. Well, then think that way, act that way, and don't cheat people anymore. 303-713-7600. Okay, that was probably Pollyanna-ish. But so what? Maybe it's time for us to be more Pollyanna-ish. 713-7600, 303 in front of it. And we'll talk coming up about Denver getting an F for not firing the worst teachers, as well as whether school days should be extended. All that and more coming up on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. This is Aaron Hart filling in for Jay, and this is John Turk with Progressive Traffic.
Well, it's been a really nice commute for us so far, Aaron. Still no accidents or crashes on the freeways around Denver and Boulder. Surface streets pretty quiet as well. Our heaviest jam, stop and go southbound 225 Parker Road down to the Tech Center. Northbound also busy there from the spillway up to about Mississippi. Our other busy spots, the usual spots, southbound I-25 and Northbend. Again, downtown after I-70. We are starting to see things build on C-470 down on the south end. Eastbounder is going to be a little behind from Broadway up to Quebec. Also, northbound 25 there, heading out of the bridges area from Emerson Street up to Alameda. This just coming down, a surface street crash at Spear and Lincoln. Your forecast, small chance for snow throughout this morning. That'll be mostly south of C-470, not seeing it here in Denver or the Tech Center yet. We probably won't see any precipitation, most of that in Douglas County and south of there. Our high will be around 45. Right now, checking in at 24 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get to Ralph Schomp Mini today for a great deal. Right now, Ralph Schomp is featuring the Mini Cooper with a starting price of just $19,200.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out. Bring your family to the REI Member Rewards event. Join the co-op and receive an annual refund. Plus, new and existing members can save 20% on camping, hiking, backpacking, and climbing gear. Not a member? Then this is the perfect time to join. Come into an REI near you March 2nd through March 29th or shop REI.com. REI. Find out. Offer applies to one full price item. Exclude.
Did you know that the new Climate Smart program allows Boulder County residents to install solar power with no out-of-pocket cost? Learn how you can take advantage of the Climate Smart Loan Program at an exclusive Boulder County Community Solar event at the Louisville Rec Center on March 18th at 7 p.m. Meet the founder and owner of Independent Power Systems, Tony Boniface, as he shares his 15 years of solar experience and answers questions about solar energy and how you can eliminate your electric bill for life. Tony will present the details of the Climate Smart program and the IPS community discount on Wednesday, March 18th at the Louisville Rec Center at 7 p.m. IPS, the Coors Field solar experts, invite you to meet Tony Boniface and learn how to eliminate your electric bill for life. For more, go to solarips.com/climate and RSVP for this free seminar. The Climate Smart Loan Program for Boulder County residents. Brought to you by Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
Learn to play the piano in just 8 weeks with the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method at Pianos and Pianos. Limited spaces are currently available for this 8-week course at half the price of regular private lessons. This proven method guarantees that you'll be playing exciting song styles like classical, movie themes, rock, new age, blues, jazz, and much more. Call Pianos and Pianos at 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390. Tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10-Till-2. 10-Till-2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10-Till-2. The time is now.
How he just hammered it with the rolling pin?
He did. Well, Jim Cramer was hammering the image of Jon Stewart on a pie. But I think it was a really fun segment because Jon Stewart was really in his populist best. And Cramer, I thought, depended. I like Cramer, actually. But I also think, we need to pay more attention to the fundamentals of information. And for that, we need somebody we trust.
Well, thank you. That's nice of you. I'm going to take it as a compliment that you
met me. That's what I was going to say. And so why should we trust you?
Yeah, right. We have kind of a mixed market this morning, Aaron. The Dow was up 14, so it's continuing its upward trend a little bit that we've seen the last 3 days. The NASDAQ is down 3.5. The S&P is flat, and the Russell is only up 1 point. So it's kind of a mixed open to the market today and has been softening the further we get in the day. And we did get some pretty good technical indicators yesterday, not to nerd out too badly, but we did get what's called a follow-through day, which is a good up day yesterday on big volume. So that's really kind of a good technical indicator. But I do want to caution people that last November, if you look at November 21st, we saw a very similar type rally, right, only to see it fail here. So I'm not negative at all about what's going on, but I am cautious, and I think it's a smart approach right now to protect your assets. We have a number of ways that we do that at Presidential Brokerage, so give us a call and we'll share those ideas with you.
And that number is 303-749-2770, and that you're located in Greenwood Village, Presidential Brokerage, and the fine Michael Spear, Executive Vice President. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thanks, Aaron. Great talking to you.
Great talking to you.
Thank you.
I'm Aaron Hart. So the market's a little down, and it's also getting colder outside. It's up and down. It's different. I don't know. But we'll stay warm together on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
How to pick up a washing machine. Step 1. Bending with your knees, reach for your car keys. Go to the Home Depot. Step 2. Find your perfect washer. Note the smaller, lighter price and easy leverage of 10% off. Step 3. Feel like a heavy weight has been lifted off your shoulders without straining your wallet.
Right now, get 10% off all appliances $398 or more. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through March 18th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, this is Aaron. We've got a brief segment of music coming up, but we also want to talk to you. So keep in mind, how are you cutting costs? What do you think about the markets? We're going to play Jon Stewart again. The rest of the story, actually, we're going to talk while everyone fiddles, and we're going to talk about education, all coming up on J. Marvin's show. But I want to squeeze two of you in real quick before the break. Dale in Littleton, welcome.
Hi, Aaron. This is Dale.
Hi, Dale.
I wanted to make a comment about the thing about Jim Cramer. And I used to like him, too. So he was on some show a while back, and they were talking about the auto industry, and he told them that they got to come to unions. And I am so sick and tired of hearing everyone blame the unions for troubles that they didn't have anything to do with. People forget that their union wages are negotiated between themselves and management. They didn't just walk in and say, this is the wage I want, end of story. I mean, it's negotiated. They agreed to those wages.
Well,
but
and here's
always
the thing.
Blamed for it.
Well, and nobody goes in and goes, "Hi, CEOs." If he said, you know, nobody should be making 350 times what the people on the line make, then I might listen to both opinions. But if he's only going to go the one way, forget about it. You know, it's like, look, everybody's got to do maybe do some sacrificing, including the unions. But should unions be outlawed? No, unions should be encouraged because let me tell you something. If anything, the workers should have learned in the last few months is that we need more power. We need more say. And so do shareholders, by the way, to dump these kind of jerks that give themselves such huge salaries and huge bailouts. Thank you so much, Dale. And now it's time for Ken, also in Littleton. Hi, Ken. Welcome.
Hey, Aaron. How are you doing this morning?
Good. You got about 30 seconds. Go, dude.
Hey, you know, I like both Kramer and Stewart. So I have to, I hate to say it, but I think it's kind of funny to see both of them going at each other. But the comment I was going to make, I know a lot of people have a hard time. I know I do envisioning $65 billion. That's 100,000 people that have lost $65,000.
I think it's safe to say that today every business and every consumer are reexamining expenses, but all of this switching around is honest opportunity for those who offer true value. If your business is sincerely interested in cutting expenses and or gaining new clients, I've got two words for you. Intelligent office with 50 locations. Make that four words. Intelligentoffice.com.
Calling you nonstop. If you feel like you're drowning in credit card debt with no way out, listen closely. No matter how high your credit card debt is, at Jordan McKenna, we're not here to judge you. We're here to help you. Together, we can reduce what you owe and stop those collection calls. We'll even design an affordable monthly payment plan. You could save thousands of dollars of your high-interest credit card debt. If you have over $5,000 in credit card debt, you could automatically qualify. Call Jordan McKenna now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Find out how to reduce what you owe, stop the never-ending collection calls, and get out from under the mountain of credit card debt. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call now. 800-501-7781. That's 800-501-7781. Don't miss out. Call 800-501-7781.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. Now on your iPhone and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. Friday the 13th on Wall Street. Will it be lucky with 3 days of bounce-back gains turning into four?
Certainly like to see us put 4 days in a row together. I certainly think that would help sentiment.
Our analyst Art Hogan, right now the Dow is up 27. The NASDAQ is down 3. Market veteran Eugene Peroni.
There is a growing perception that maybe the worst is behind us. And that's why we're seeing some pretty good volume coming into these stocks.
There's renewed optimism after talk of profits and no more need for government money from some big banks. The government says today the trade deficit fell to a six-year low last month as the recession dried up the need for imports. Lunch is in an hour for Bernard Madoff and the other inmates at the New York jail where he's settling in now.
They're giving him a number, taking away his name. Bernard Madoff is now federal prison inmate 61727-054. His home is no longer a swanky Manhattan penthouse. It's a whitewashed cinder block, two bunk beds and a shared sink.
Bernie could still have a penthouse. It's called an upper bunk. He's not going to get a lower bunk just going in.
That's former federal inmate prison consultant Larry Levine. Madoff is one of 750 inmates housed at the Metropolitan Correctional Center. It'll be his home until June 16th when he'll be sentenced permanently. Jim Taylor, CBS News, New York.
Millions of laid-off Americans don't know where to turn for their next job. CBS's Barry Bagnano found a North Carolina woman who's made the business of downsizing into her business.
Laid off from IBM, Wesley Carter knows the struggle firsthand.
The market is flooded with resumes. What's going to differentiate you?
She had an idea, a magazine featuring jobless professionals who offer more than just work skills.
Everybody in here is active in the community, volunteering in the community, and everybody in here is a producer.
She's an altruist, but also a capitalist. Job seekers pay for a two-page spread. This is Wesley Carter's new job. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Charlotte.
10 children went to the hospital in Little Rock, Arkansas after drinking daycare Kool-Aid that was really windshield washer fluid.
It was a bright blue product that, if you looked at it quickly and didn't look at the label, did it look like Kool-Aid and had been put in the refrigerator by mistake.
Dr. Laura James at Children's Hospital says all but one child's been able now to go home. 2 years after Anna Nicole Smith died, investigators are making a case involving the drugs she used and abused. California Attorney General Jerry Brown says Smith confidant Howard K. Stern and two doctors face charges they supplied her with drugs for years.
It involves literally thousands of pills,
dangerous chemicals that have been prescribed.
Prosecutors in Minnesota say they will not charge former pro wrestler Vern Gagne in the death of a fellow dementia patient at a retirement home.
Mr. Gagne, because of his dementia, simply lacks the capacity to intend the consequences of his actions.
Prosecutor Mike Freeman says Gagne and the 97-year-old man got into a confrontation. A shove caused the man to fall. He died days later after a hip operation. This is CBS News.
How to rock your world. Step 1. Decide to replace your old kitchen floor with tile or stone. Step 2. Go to the Home Depot. Attend a workshop and learn how to lay tile. Use the deferred payment plan to buy your supplies. Step 3. Complete your project yourself. Notice the floor looks great. You rock.
Right now, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through March 25th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Looking for a market-proof test? Try this one on for size. A market-proof CD from GMAC Bank. It's FDIC insured. And better yet, our 12-month CD has a 2.85% annual percentage yield. That's positively one of the best rates available, and it guarantees your money makes money. Lock it in now. Go to gmacbank.com/radio or call 1-800-490-GMAC. Open a CD with as little as $500 and feel confident knowing your money's wearing body armor. GMAC Bank. Smart. Simple. Safe. Member. FDIC.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. The forecast for March, April, and May, dry. Coming off of February with a historic lack of snow, Colorado farmers are concerned.
We still have some time here this spring because spring planting, for the most part, won't start until probably April and May.
State Ag Department Commissioner John Stolpe. Stolpe says the biggest concern is winter wheat already in the ground, but waiting for that soaker storm. A Denver police officer accused of injuring a teenager by stomping on his back has been cleared by a jury. Officer Charles Porter allegedly caused liver, kidney, and rib injuries to 16-year-old Juan Vasquez last spring in North Denver. The Denver Post reports two fellow officers testified they saw Porter cause the boy's injuries. Jurors spent about 2 hours in deliberation. It's tough in parts of Colorado where oil and gas drilling are a big part of the economy. Falling prices have caused rigs to shut down.
I have many friends throughout the industry all over applying for unemployment.
300 oil and gas workers rallied outside the state capitol yesterday. The workers fear proposed new restrictions on drilling could cause oil and gas companies to leave Colorado and put more out of work. And one of the nation's most outspoken advocates for alternative energy was at the state capitol yesterday. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. spoke about working with a company to build large solar collectors and said sunlight could power all of America.
If we use an area that is 18% of the most barren desert land in the desert southwest, an area 85 miles by 85 miles, we can power 100% of the energy needs of our country.
Kennedy says he took time off from a Colorado ski vacation to speak at the Capitol and praised the state's commitment to a new energy economy. Sports, Avs over the Wild 2-1 in a shootout, and 4A and 5A high school girls basketball championships tonight in Boulder. Mullen Broomfield in 4A, Regis and Monarch in 5A. Boys state title games are tomorrow. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where this morning's drive is pretty quiet as far as the highways go. A little bit of slowing on the southbound side of 2 and a quarter after Parker Road up past Yosemite. Speeds there could dip into the 20s and 30s, so factor that into your ride. Other than that, we're looking at a decent trip around the metro. There is a crash. It's on the surface streets. Spear and Lincoln. Police are on scene at that one. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, Toyota's recommended scheduled services support a greener earth. Your neighborhood Toyota store want to help you by offering
better ideas for your home. Start at the Denver Home Remodeling Show, presented by Freedom Financial Services, the mortgage experts.
Check out over 300 booths full of great ideas for the inside and outside of your home and register to win great prizes.
Dust off those treasures in your attic and see how much they're worth at the free antique appraisal.
Break the bank for a chance to win $50,000 in carpet. Meet the Broncos cheerleaders.
Enjoy the beauty, the ideas, and the inspiration at the Home Remodeling Show, March 13th through 15th, with free parking at the Merchandise Mart. Stop by Home Depot for a discount pass or download a coupon at Denver Home Remodeling. remodelingshow.com.
And feel confident knowing your money's wearing body armor. GMAC Bank. Smart, simple, safe. Member FDIC.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's Aaron Hart filling in for Jay this week. And I hope wish him well and to get recover quickly. And, whoa, I got caught eating egg salad. Sorry. And I knew it, too, but I just, I don't know. Anyway, sorry about that. Steve Knopper is going to be our guest right now. He is a writer for Rolling Stone. He recently released the book Appetite for Self-Destruction, The Spectacular Crash of the Record Industry in the Digital Age. Jay checks in with him about new music, so we thought we would go ahead and continue that tradition. He has also written and edited four other books, and you can check out his work at knops.com. That's knopps.com. Hi, Steve. Welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, Aaron. Nice to meet you. Thanks for having me.
Nice to meet you, too. Listen, do you have to play me, though, Kelly Clarkson right out of the pack? Oh.
You know, Kelly Clarkson is the best American Idol. I mean, I really wasn't into American Idol at all until she came out with that song a couple of years ago, Since You've Been Gone. And I've been hooked on her ever since. And, you know, I'm a rock and roll fan, and I also like pop music. But this is a good album. This new album she has called All I Ever Wanted. It's kind of a comeback of sorts, because her last album was darker, more experimental. It was sort of her arty album. This one is just really nice, poppy, upbeat pop songs all the way through, a lot of guitars. My Life Would Suck Without You is the first track, and it's a really great anthem song.
Well, you know what? I love the title so much. Let's take a listen of it. My Life Would Suck Without You. Any girl that releases something called that, I have to kind of forgive.
It's a great title.
Let's go. Let's listen to a few seconds of that, and then we'll get back with you.
Yeah.
Good about listening to a woman with a voice that great singing My Life Would Suck Without You, I admit.
You know what that song reminds me of? This is going to sound really perverse, but it reminds me of Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana, because it starts out with that really slow part, and then all of a sudden, boom, she just explodes. I really like that song.
You know, and it smells, I've actually sung Smells Like Teen Spirit with a fellow talk show host from up here, and
wow. That
song's pretty tricky to sing, so I really appreciate the rhythmic change in that, too. It's really lush and beautiful. I'm not sure I like the, it sounds a little overproduced to me, but
yeah.
I also like the beginning guitar part. I wish there were more of that and just her voice, because her voice is great. It doesn't need all that fancy stuff, I think.
It's definitely, there's an overproduction feel on this album. I agree with that, and a lot of the American Idol pop type albums. But, you know, I really think that the songs are so good and she sings them so well that she kind of overcomes that. I mean, she sort of has to have that being in the pop genre.
I guess so, but yeah, I don't know. Now, Steve Knopper is our guest. We're also going to play somebody who I'm familiar with from living up here, Soundgarden's Chris Cornell. His new album is called Scream, and John has a cut of that to play for us, but first preview it for us, would you please?
Yeah, I actually, Chris Cornell hooked up with a well-known hip-hop and pop producer named Timbaland, who has worked with Justin Timberlake and Nelly Furtado and a lot of different hip-hop stars, and Chris Cornell, as you know, is the hard rock singer best known from Soundgarden and Audioslave. And it's a meeting of two different styles and doesn't totally work for me. Some of it does, some of it's kind of fun and upbeat, but a lot of it just is sort of like 1 + 1 = blah. You know, it's just kind of bland and doesn't really go anywhere.
Well, it's like those group guys, sometimes they have a real difficult time going solo or changing stream. I mean, you got to admire them for trying something new. But let's take a listen and see. I'm not sure what the cut is called that we're going to play. Oh, Time. We're going to play a cut called Time from Chris Cornell's new album, Scream. The hook. I got to say, I agree with you completely. I just don't think it works. It almost sounds like it's artificially melded together. It doesn't sound organic at all.
Yeah, you know, I actually saw Chris Cornell and Timbaland do a show in Denver last summer, and mm-hmm. Timbaland came out and just rocked the place, got everybody excited. And then Chris Cornell came out and just, you could feel the air go out of the room, and people left. I like Chris Cornell. I think he's an amazing, charismatic frontman who writes good songs.
He's got a great voice.
It's a good idea to hook up with Timbaland. Didn't really ignite for me.
You know, you got to feel it. I think it goes back to that thing. You got, and Kelly Clarkson, I will give her this. You got to sing it from your belly. It's like all good performances. If you're enraptured, if you're involved, if you're passionate, if you're there, then most anything can be good. Even mediocre singers can sound great, you know?
Right.
But with this kind of stuff, and again, bravo to him for being adventurous, but maybe find another revenue stream, shall we say.
Yeah, I agree with you there, yeah.
Okie doke. And next up for this week, Steve Knopper, and I'm really enjoying this, by the way. I haven't done this
good,
in a while. I love music, and I forget how much I do love it. We've got Van Morrison's Astro Weeks live at the Hollywood Bowl. And you know, anybody up playing the Hollywood Bowl is always kind of exciting to me. I don't know. Maybe it's just the venue. I used to live in L.A. Pardon me. Go ahead and give us your tips and review, and we'll listen to a cut.
Well, Van Morrison is the legendary rock singer, and he put out this classic album, maybe his best album, called Astro Weeks in 1968. And I'm a Van Morrison fan, and you know, he's put out a lot of great albums, but Astro Weeks is just... It's like a symphony. It's very fragile sounding. It's very delicate sounding, and it's an album of a piece from the beginning to the end. It's a very beautiful record. And I guess from what I've read, he was frustrated at the time that his record label didn't really give him enough money to go out on the road with the proper orchestra that was required to reproduce this album on stage. And for some whatever reason, he didn't get around to doing it until last year when he did two live concerts at the Hollywood Bowl. And reproduced his great album, Astro Weeks, in its entirety. And so now he's just a couple weeks ago released the CD live version of it. And it's really, really good. I mean, I don't think it's as good as the original album, but it sort of replaces that fragility with kind of a more muscular rock sound. A lot of people in this orchestra, but he pulls it off really well, and I really like listening to it a lot.
So, John, which cut are we going to listen to off of Astro Weeks?
It's not labeled here, Aaron. It's just it's like a YouTube clip off of his website.
Gotcha. No problem. We'll just give her a listen and check it out, and no doubt Steve can help enlighten us. Go.
Tomorrow, cast a blue sky. he'll never grow so old again.
Hart, and we're joined by Steve Knopper. He is a writer for Rolling Stone and a contributing editor and freelancer since January of 1996. He writes frequently on the music industry. You know, I'm not the hugest Van Morrison fan, as you might have guessed. I mean, I like him, but I'm not like, wow. I mean, there's some of his songs that I just absolutely can rock out to. I don't know whether I'd buy it, but I might take a couple of cuts off of my iTunes for my iPod. Who knows?
Yeah, that song was called Sweet Thing. You know, I sort of think this album needs to be taken as a whole, whereas the Kelly Clarkson song sort of just hits you right as you hear it. This album you kind of have to sink into and really accept it and sort of submit to it. There's a lot of really interesting orchestral things happening in the background. There's an acoustic bass that's really playing this sort of slithery line throughout the whole thing. There's a lot of piano and organ and strings and all kinds of things going on. And the thing about Van Morrison when he performs lately and on a lot of his live CDs is he just starts kind of muttering this nonsense stuff, like scat singing, as you heard there a little bit. It's kind of
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't even hew to the original lyrics necessarily. And some people really love that. Some people just, they're
I was off-put by
about that.
I don't like, if you're singing, I should be able to, and I didn't mean to step on you just now.
Okay.
But if you're singing, I want to be able to understand what you're saying. I can't stand actors who mumble either, just full disclosure.
Well, Van Morrison is sort of like a Marlon Brando type. He can get away
with
that.
Yes, I know. And maybe. I got mad at Marlon Brando when he mumbled too. So I'm just not a mumbling fan, but
we'll call this one a split decision, I guess.
Okay, all right. Split decision on that one. We agree definitely on Chris Cornell's Scream and on Kelly Clarkson's All I Ever Wanted. I think you found a new convert, my man.
Awesome.
All right. Well, Steve Knopper, it's been an absolute delight. I just want to add one more thing because I know we've got to dance to a break, and that is it really true that vinyl is making a comeback? There was more vinyl produced last year than ever before, and then, my goodness,
well,
in
ever
years.
Before in the SoundScan era, which is
right.
Since 1991. But, yeah, it's making a small comeback. I mean, it's not taking over. We're not going to all of a sudden start buying millions of vinyl records, you know, and suddenly people are going to stop downloading music and buy vinyl records. But, yeah, I mean, what's going on there is that college students who have been downloading music for generations are suddenly realizing they want to hold something. They actually like a cool physical thing that they can search for in record racks. And CD doesn't totally make sense, and a vinyl record makes more sense. So it is a bit of a small trend, yes.
Well, and even though it can scratch, the sound is just maybe, you know, I'm old-fashioned, but, you know, it just sounds different, I think.
There are a lot of people who say that. People say that the vinyl record sounds warmer than the CD. You know, I think that's true, but the thing I always say is that that's true in a vacuum. I mean, if you have vinyl records, you really have to preserve them, you know.
You do,
in a really laborious way. Right.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to get them scratched.
You're going to scratch. Well, here's the thing. Buy the vinyl. Get one thing to hook up with a USB port to your computer. Download it on and make it digital.
Right. That's what people are doing. Yep.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you so much, Steve Knopper. I really appreciate it. Good to meet you, and I hope to talk to you again.
Thank you, and best wishes to Jay Marvin. I hope he gets well soon.
Thank you. We all hope that. And thank you so much, Steve Knopper. We appreciate it. And he joins Jay every Friday, so stand by for more new music coming up, hopefully with Jay next week. But if not, you know, one of us. Fill-in folk. It's 8:21. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Love to talk to you about it. It's wide open, the whole show from here on in. Thanks, John Turk, for arranging all of that lovely sound for us. That was really fun. I used to play new music. I actually stole it from what's-his-name, you know, that consumer guy. You know, New Music Friday, which I absolutely love to do, and I still have a lot of these CDs that I got from doing that segment on my show.
Booked for our show?
Who?
Tuesday, March 24th, 7 a.m., John Carter Cash.
Whee!
Johnny Cash's son is going to join us.
How cool
is
that?
We're doing more music stuff here on the show.
Well, and I've talked to Rosalind Carter. She was really fun to talk to, too. I mean, not
sure.
Rosalind. I mean, the
June
child.
June Carter Cash?
June Carter Cash, yes. Yep. Also the daughter of June and John and Johnny Cash. Anyway, I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. It's 8:22 in the morning, and now it's time for traffic with John Turk.
Thank you, Aaron. We're in the middle of the rush now. Busy in the usual spots. Northbound I-25, though, really filling in Downing Street up to Alameda. Southbound approach into downtown, also sluggish there from around 48th Avenue on past Spear. Also looking at a lot of traffic heading westbound on the Turnpike, Sheridan to Wadsworth. Eastbounder is going to hit the brakes around Federal. Got a couple crashes out there, one on southbound I-25 near the Mead exit, and also a crash at Spear and Lincoln. Your forecast, mostly cloudy early in the morning, then partly sunny. Got a small chance of snow, though. Looking pretty blue.
Why use Platte River Kitchens to redo your kitchen? One, they take you from concept to completion, handling every detail. Two, they use green technology that doesn't cost you more. Three, they're a part of my exclusive referral list at referralist.com. You can meet them at the Denver Home Remodeling Show March 13th, 14th, and 15th. Platte River Kitchens, 303-300-9087. Or at the Denver Home Remodeling Show, call for free tickets, 303-300-9087.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com?
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com. Learn to play the piano in just 8 weeks with the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method at Pianos and Pianos. Limited spaces are currently available for this 8-week course at half the price of regular private lessons. This proven method guarantees that you'll be playing exciting song styles like classical, movie themes, rock, new age, blues, jazz, and much more. Call Pianos and Pianos at 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Did you know that the new Climate Smart program allows Boulder County residents to install solar power with no out-of-pocket cost? Learn how you can take advantage of the Climate Smart Loan Program at an exclusive Boulder County Community Solar event at the Louisville Rec Center on March 18th at 7 p.m. Meet the founder and owner of Independent Power Systems, Tony Boniface, as he shares his 15 years of solar experience and answers questions about solar energy and how you can eliminate your electric bill for life. Tony will present the details of the Climate Smart program and the IPS community discount on Wednesday, March 18th at the Louisville Rec Center at 7 p.m. IPS, the Coors Field solar experts, invite you to meet Tony Boniface and learn how to eliminate your electric bill for life. For more, go to solarips.com/climate and RSVP for this free seminar. The Climate Smart Loan Program for Boulder County residents. Brought to you by Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
Anders will be here with the latest news from Washington, and he'll be taking your calls, too, so get your questions ready. Plus, it's Anything Goes Friday, your chance to choose the topic, and we'll talk about it. And, of course, the best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the Tom Hartman Program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Okay, no overkill here.
I can't believe you said you'd actually even think about buying this thing.
No, I did.
Oh, man.
No.
Way too poppy and crabby.
I didn't say I would think about buying it. I said that I forgave her. I didn't hate her as much as I did.
That's good.
A convert. I didn't say I'd buy it. I said I didn't think I'd buy Van Morrison. Actually, I don't think I'd buy any of them.
I can't believe you wouldn't like. You don't like Van Morrison. That's insanity.
It's not that I don't like him. He's not on my top 10.
Well,
he's not.
He doesn't need to be in your top 10, but he's one of the greatest songwriters of all time, I think.
Yeah, he's a pretty good songwriter. It's true. He's just not, I don't know. He's just not, I think it's his voice. I don't, it's okay. I know, that sounds like heresy, doesn't
that's
it?
That's what's great about music is.
You know, that is what's great about music.
You know, it's
some
like black
people you
licorice.
Really love. I know, and I hate black licorice with an absolute, complete, and utter passion. But I'll eat a red string now and again. But I don't like licorice, really, either. I don't like sweets, except for chocolate. Okay, 303-713-7600. Good news for Rocky Mountain News fans. You can still get a Rocky fix, apparently, allegedly, at a website called iwantmyrocky.com. Here's the problem, though. I got the story off of KUSA TV. And when I clicked on the I Want My Rocky link, it wasn't there. So now I'm going to try to do I want my Rocky.com and see if it comes up. And if it doesn't, here it is. The staff of Colorado's oldest newspaper, greetings from I Want My Rocky. So apparently the link's just bad on the KUSA story. And it's got Ed Stein and Drew Litton caption contest. It follows where people are, Charlie Abel, Sam Adams, the sports columnist. If you can just run down the list and find folk. So that's kind of cool. 303-713-7600. I Want My Rocky, and apparently there may be a subscription-based newspaper coming out of the readers. They're talking about doing that, too, with the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. Goodness, it's sad to see these newspapers bite the dust. I just have to say, ugh. Ron in Littleton, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I just got a dose of fun music, and I'm swell. I'm worried about the economy, but other than that, I'm fine.
Well, and I know that I talked to some friends with the economy. First of all, I'm cutting back by, I have cable, and I've gone back to basic cable. I've saved $60 a month.
You know, the thing is, I love BBC, and I need all the news channels. That's my problem.
Well, yeah, I get the basic news channels, but I don't need the HBO and all the other.
Yeah, see, I love HBO, though, too. See, I'm really.
Oh, you like Bill Maher, then.
I love Bill Maher. I love Big Love. Oh, my God, John, I missed the premiere of your show, the baseball show, because I forgot to watch it.
It'll be on until, from what I saw, was until March 20th.
March
20th, so you still have another week.
Thank goodness, yay.
Yeah,
so
Aaron.
Eastbound and Down, don't miss it.
Eastbound and Down, I can't miss it. John's tip of the week.
Aaron.
Go ahead.
And the other thing is I travel, well, not only necessary, take public transport, but
talking to some
neighbors. Who are one's an assistant manager with one of the big supermarkets here in Denver, and I talked to some other people, and that by late spring, he said they've had open talk and over, and it's scuttlebutt throughout the stores and in some of the neighborhoods now, that some of the stores may go back to the future. Like back in the 70s, you remember when all the supermarkets were closed on Sundays?
Yeah, I do. Vaguely.
And even the malls are talking about, a lot of the flagship stores in the malls are talking about closing on Sundays.
No!
Oh, yeah.
Because I have a different day that I take off. I don't want them to do that, thank you. But then again, I'm probably in the minority, but there you go. So what?
Yeah, and you talk about the thing is that, it's interesting. This last year we passed this law where liquor stores can open on Sundays.
Right.
The mom and pop stores ain't making it. That are liquor stores, and some of the big ones, they don't have the traffic they thought they'd have.
And they're
thinking of closing on Sundays again. They can open on Sundays, but they don't have to.
Gotcha. Thank you, Ron. That's good with our topic, which is, how are you saving? How are you cutting back? What are you trimming from your life? What's fat? What's not? And you know what? I got to tell you something. I'm not sure I can deal without my HBO. I know that's up. It's bad. Bob in Arvada, welcome and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm well. You?
I'm better. I was one of those shell-shocked employees out of work for about 6 months, and I'm glad to say I finally did land a job about 3 weeks ago. And
congratulations.
It's typical, and my heart still goes out to those still looking. I spent a lot of time networking like crazy with fellow professionals out of work, and I found a couple of good resources I'd pass along to your listeners. One was a leads group that was not a pity party, but was actually extremely helpful, made up of, we started with about 15 people back in September at a meeting I went to, and grew up to over 100 people because of the economy.
Wow.
And they've outgrown the Paneras that they meet at in Arvada on 78th and Wadsworth.
Mm-hmm.
So they still meet there, but they've added locations in Superior and down in South Colorado Boulevard.
And what's the name of this group, and how do they find it? And do you have a website?
Called, They meet Fridays. They're meeting right now, Fridays from 8:30 to 9:30. Mm-hmm. And then they have a Yahoo group that once you join this, you can get 24/7 support during the rest of the week to pass leads back and forth about jobs.
And what's the name of it?
The name of the group is called Caffeinated Career Club, or CCC for short. And this lady is an HR recruiter. She's run this for over 9 years. She's put over 3,000 people through this group over those 9 years. And she keeps a database of where they have landed, and people help each other and network with each other. So it's really aimed a lot at it's just amazing to me the breadth of job titles and professions that have all been let go and are looking. And so people connect other people to jobs, and it's really helpful.
That is wonderful. And, you know, I know from Facebook there's another website, Andrew Hudson. If you Google him, you can find it. He runs a job site, too, for marketing professionals in particular.
Right. But, and I'll tell you that I am a marketing professional, and I did use that site. And there are listings on that site that are not on other places. But a lot of times it's so frustrating that people feel so isolated at home by themselves because they don't know who to reach out to and who to work with.
See, this is the genius of the American people, Caffeinated Career Club. What a great idea. And I am so glad you called with that information because, you know, I bet you there are a lot of people listening to the show today that need some help. I wish I had one up here, you know, because I'm working in several different areas, and one of them I really, really love. The second one I really like, and the third one I'm doing because it puts food on the table. I have two other part-time jobs in this one, you know, and then I freelance write, too. So it is just, but you know, and I love writing and I love this, but, you know, the other two jobs are like, okay, good, eating. And one of them involves culture, which I like. And so, but being able to network with people and trade leads, I agree with you. Being isolated is the worst part of it.
It's the worst part, and you get tips from each other. I mean, for one thing, one of the reasons that I got my job is because I knew how to leverage my LinkedIn profile. And there are tips on how you can do that. And this recruiter, her name is Tracy Valdez, and what she does is she helps people with workshops after this networking group. And those are optional if you want to go to them, and she rotates them. There's a different one every week. Every 4 weeks, they rotate again. But one is on how to negotiate in an interview, one is on dress for success, one is on your resume, and one is on networking tips, including LinkedIn. And it's just really immediately helpful information.
Well, you know, I just started in on LinkedIn, and most of what I've done is find old friends. But one thing I was amazed at was how instantly I was connected with all the big parent companies and people that I used to work for. So LinkedIn can be very, very useful, I think, but I have no idea how to use it. So this would be a good thing for me to do, definitely.
Well, the other thing is that you're figuring out that you're competing against hundreds of other people for the same position.
Exactly.
And so what you've got to do is stand out. And this LinkedIn is a great way to help you stand out because, one thing, you can find people who you may not know, but they're linked to somebody you do know that can walk your resume in above everybody else and take you to the top of the stack.
So, thank you. And put you to the top of the stack. And that's something really important to know and key to know because you're right. You are competing with hundreds of other people for every job you have. I mean, I've gotten a lot of let me start that sentence again. You can't believe I talk for a living, can you? The reality is that I've had a lot of nice notes from editors who say, you know, your credentials are great, but we're inundated. 8:36, I'm Aaron Hart. This is America. This is not American Idol. This is the Aaron Hart Show. John, I think it's my punishment.
This is American Idol. Jonathan, and I'm Ryan Seacrest.
God,
I'd
and you
like
know
to
what?
Have his
you
gig.
Know what? Well, I'd like to have his money.
No, that guy has probably the coolest job in the world.
Okay, not my idea of a cool job, but okay. The other thing I really want you to do, though, is punish me. I think I deserve it.
What's your idea of the coolest job in the world, Aaron?
Well, I'll think about that during the break, but here's what I want you to do to punish me, because the listeners were upset with me for not liking Van Morrison.
You're getting Van Morrison coming in next
week. Don't you think, I was going to say, don't you think I ought to play Van Morrison coming and going? I thought you might.
A caller suggested this one. especially for you.
Okay. It's 8:37, and here's John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, Aaron. Things looking pretty good around the freeway systems in Denver and Boulder. Friday's always pretty light for us. Northbound 25, though, stop and go from Downing Street up to Alameda. Small stretch there. Expect about a five-minute delay. Southbound side still full up in Northland, but speeds are popping into the 40s and 50s now. Will be a little sluggish after I-70 heading into downtown. Also, southbound 225, going to see speeds in the 30s and 40s there from Parker Road down to the Tech Center. Same deal, eastbound I-70 from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard. Still working this crash, southbound I-25 near the Meade exit. Also got a three-vehicle accident at Iliff and Peoria. Your forecast, small chance for snow. That's supposed to happen this morning, but we've been wrong before. Areas north of C-470 will see very little, if any, precipitation. Our high will be around 45. Right now, checking in at 27 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Arby's new roast burger is here. Never fried, never greasy. Thinly sliced roast beef with three delicious flavors. The All-American.
Better ideas for your home start at the Denver Home Remodeling Show. Presented by Freedom Financial Services, the mortgage experts.
Check out over 300 booths full of great ideas for the inside and outside of your home and register with great prices.
Dust off those treasures in your attic and see how much they're worth at the free antique appraisal.
Break the bank for a chance to win $50,000 in carpet. Meet the Broncos cheerleaders.
Enjoy the beauty, the ideas, and the inspiration at the Home Remodeling Show March 13th through 15th with free parking at the Merchandise Mart. Stop by Home Depot for a discount pass or download a coupon at DenverHomeRemodelingShow.com.
I think it's safe to say that today every business and every consumer are re-examining expenses, but all of this switching around is honest opportunity for those who offer true value. If your business is sincerely interested in cutting expenses and or gaining new clients, I've got two words for you. Intelligent office with 50 locations. Make that four words. IntelligentOffice.com.
Tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 till 2. 10 till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced college-educated part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 till 2. The time is now.
Great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Auto's open Monday through Saturday, 9 until 9 in the evening. And drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at RockysAutos.com. That's Rocky's Auto's at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
For fresh, delicious, New York-style sandwiches you'll crave, it's Deli Zone. Come in today and get a New York-style sub for only $4.99. For a slice of New York in your backyard, find a Deli Zone near you at DeliZone.net.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
The discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $700.
Harry.
All right, but now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate. Your Sunsetter could cost as little as $499.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD.
Attention! All listeners whose last names begin with the letters A through N can start calling now for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-400-3816. Listeners whose last names begin with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow at 9 a.m. 1-800-400-3816. 1-800-400-3816.
Donate to the MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on your Colorado income tax form. Your donation's anonymous. No gift is too small. Check off MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on the last page of your state tax form. Check a box, change a life. It's easy.
Hi, I'm Kate Berkeley of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of an honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman, where you'll never get the runaround. We pride ourselves on giving you superior service and straight talk about your maintenance needs. If money's tight, we also have financing options to get you back on the road. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime, 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
You can take all the tea and china, put it in a big brown bag for me, sail right around all the seven oceans, drop it straight into the deep blue sea.
Okay, he's better than Elvis. I'll give you that. I'm Erin Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. And I'm committing heresy, probably. I mean, yeah, it's okay. It's great. Would I buy it? No. I just, you know, I'll listen to it when it's on the radio or when you're playing it in my ear, because I said I wasn't all that enthusiastic about Van Morrison, and then I'll move on. I just, there are other tunes I like that are more rockin'. I mean, I love the band, so, you know, it's kind of surprising that I don't like Van Morrison as much as perhaps the band and other singers. But, you know, it's okay. That's what makes a horse race. It's 303-713. That's what makes music sales diverse. 303-713-7600. And one of my secret guilty pleasures is Justin Timberlake. So there, 303-713-7600. It's 8:43. John's probably rolling on the floor. John's probably gnashing his teeth and
I just puked in my mouth a little bit.
I knew you would do that. Sorry. Boy's kind of cute when he dances. What can I say? It's 303-713-7600. Chaplain Mary Murphy, good morning and welcome to the Erin Hart version of Jay Show.
How can we get you your own program permanently?
I don't know. Tackle Chris Olinger and make her hire me beats me.
No, you are so gifted and talented.
Thank you.
From bringing a rabbi to what we're doing today, I have a wonderful opportunity for people to find work at the Care Placement Service.
Care Placement Service?
Right. It's over on 84th Avenue, 431 West 84th Avenue. Care Placement Service at yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com.
And it's wonderful. It's a division of My Beloved Ministries. It's a female minister who really knows how to help people get work. From
now, are there secular jobs available as well?
Everything. Oh, yes.
Good.
Oh, she definitely is. In fact, this is the first person I've ever met in all the years I've been a chaplain who really, she's just there to get you jobs. She's not trying to proselytize anybody. In fact, they should look at her program when they have all of, you know, these lawsuits on First Amendment, because she is just ideal. And also, we wanted to tell you about our Veterans Chamber of Commerce, Erin.
Of course.
First one, if you have any veterans out there who want government contracts, you know, a lot of people don't know that every government contract has to first go through a bidding process, and disabled veterans companies get preference. Is any government contract, if they're the low bidder.
Yeah, yes, they do. And I learned that, actually, when I was working for the census, because veterans who have a certain kind of service got 5 points on the test, and disabled veterans got another 5 if they qualified. And I think that's just the right thing to do.
Well, we really want to work for you to have a program, because we think, you know, there's just too much misogyny out there in the talk show world. And
you know, there are not enough girls on the radio, that's for sure.
Really. And
that's for sure.
I'm a former prison chaplain, and, you know, these gals, I was at Lyman, whenever the guys at Lyman, it's an all-male prison, you know, whenever they can hear women on the radio, it really makes a difference, I can tell.
You know, I think there's some sense to that, Chaplain, because I think I was rooting for Barack Obama in the last election, but I'm really glad Hillary ran, and I'm really glad he's hiring strong women, and I'm really glad he created a White House council for women and girls. I mean, I cried this week when I saw that news,
right, and
Chaplain, because it was like we still need to be recognized and acknowledged in terms of our participation in this society.
And through that new paradigm, let's get you involved. in a talk show that would be like you're doing right now, really providing people with opportunities. Once you're off the air, you know, that systemic change is taking place for them. So we're going to be working on that. How can we email you?
Well, you can email me at, I'm not supposed to give out my website on the air because they're wanting
please,
to direct
people
to. For
the veterans?
To,
for the homeless veterans?
All right. For homeless veterans, I'll do it. It's erinhartshow.com.
H-A-R-T.
E-R-I-N-H-A-R-T show.com.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you're going to be hearing from us.
Well, thank you
and
very
who are
much.
You named after?
I am named after my grandfather, whose middle name was Ireland.
Oh, how fabulous. Can't wait to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chaplain.
And listen, how do we get John Turk a raise?
You know, John Turk, if I were, you know, John and I joke around that if we were each other's bosses, we'd give each other raises. So, you know what? I vote John a real big whopping raise.
Oh, he's fabulous.
He's one of the hardest working producers I've ever met.
Oh, there's nothing misogynist about him.
No, well... I would nothing misogynistic.
No, there isn't.
He jokes around about it, but no, he's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful man, and
have
a good father too. I suspect.
Have a wonderful time, precious angel.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye.
I appreciate it. I'm Erin Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Okay, John, are your ears red and hot yet?
What's that?
Are your ears red and hot yet?
Yes.
We were just singing your praises.
Yeah, I know. She's very kind.
It's not only because you control my buttons, although, you know.
I could turn you off right now if I wanted to, but I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't do that.
No, she's very nice. Thank you,
Chaplain
Mary
to both of us.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, we both appreciate it. Thanks for the props. We appreciate it mightily. And you know what? I like this because this is the version. Remember I started out some of this segment by mentioning the guy at Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital helping his employees out. And this is exactly what's happening on the airwaves right now. Jim in Broomfield, welcome to AM 760 Colorado Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. I have, besides a cold, I might not be too clearly heard today, but I'll do a little thing on the topic, but it's not why I called. My only comment or advice to folks out there who are looking for a job, not to get fooled into something I got fooled into, which is to pay people who claim they're going to do this great job of, you know, getting your resume up to date and doing a lot of work. Certainly there's a lot of good people out there on the low end of the cost spectrum, but I foolishly, being in middle management, when I lost my job 3 years ago, hired a company that made all these great promises, and you know, I should have known better when it was, I felt like I was buying a car, and I should have not written the check at the time. So just be cautious of people that are promising the world and want you to write a check and really can't tell you exactly what the price is until you sit down with them and they start writing numbers down on paper like you're buying a car. So that's the only thing I have on this that particular topic.
Well, I'm glad you warned us, though, because people need to know that, too.
Yeah, and then I was really calling about the music thing.
Yeah.
More than the Van Morrison comment, I can't believe that you let that guy, or I think you kind of even followed his lead, to compare that first song to Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana.
I know. That was a little excessive. It's because of the quietness, and it's because of the hook, and it's because of the beat. But I understand what you're saying. I think we were looking at the essential music structure, not the sound and the quality. If you give me a choice, which one would I want to hear if I were lost on a desert island, I'd take Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana in a heartbeat.
All right, I'll give you a little props. I'll say this about Van Morrison, because as much as I like him as a singer-songwriter, I saw him once in Ireland, and I really was disappointed because I saw no fire on stage. So I'll take the middle of the road on Van. I mean, great singer-songwriter, but when I saw him live, I was really disappointed.
Okay, and that makes sense. Who's your current fave? Do you have a current fave?
Oh, man, I don't know. I'm going to Coachella here, so there's quite a few on that lineup I'd call faves. You know, although I'm certainly disappointed that Miss Winehouse will not be there. I've never seen her before. I have friends that have. And rant and rave about her on stage. I'm not a big fan, but
she's a little crazy. But I hear she's great live. Yeah.
That's the thing, is that sometimes these people that are really troubled individuals, they're great on stage. So.
Well, that's why I like Justin Timberlake. I mean, hip-hop may not be your thing or whatever, but the man knows how to dance and he knows how to stage things. His one-man show on HBO, it rocks.
Okay.
No, serious. I know that sounds ridiculous, but
I know. I never judge people on their musical taste. Is one thing I've learned in my many years. If I mentioned some of the punk bands I go and see, people would go, "Oh my God, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about."
I like the Ramones and I like other punk bands, so I understand completely. Thank you so much for your call. It's 8:51. I'm overdue for a break, so we can talk music too. I'll talk about whatever you want. And Denver, should we be able to fire teachers more easily, as is suggested for Denver, for example, which gets an F for firing the least amount of teachers? Should we extend school days into all day, every day? Those are some of the things I'm thinking about. I wonder what you're thinking about, too. 303-713-7600. It's open time Friday. So the topic door is open. It's time to set the table with our favorite dishes. I'm going to go scarf some egg salad during the break. And here's John Turk with traffic.
Well, we made a quick clear this morning, Aaron. Looks like the morning commute has wrapped up pretty darn early for us. The only jams I'm seeing, northbound I-25, Downing Street up to 6th Avenue. In the normal slow spot, southbound side there in North Glen again after I-70. Also going to be a little busy there. Traveling eastbound on I-70 from Pecos to Brighton. If you're traveling in and out of the high country, going to do some skiing this weekend, we do have some icy patches on 70 between Loveland and Vail, but those chain restrictions have been lifted there for eastbounders and commercial vehicles going over Vail Pass anyway. Your forecast, mostly cloudy early this morning, then partly sunny. We did have a small chance for snow, but looks like that has dissipated already. Highs in the mid-40s, right now 29 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
At Freeway Ford, we sell cars and trucks for less every day. Right now, get a loaded 08 Ford Explorer for just $16,900.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
Learn to play the piano in just 8 weeks with the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method at Pianos and Pianos. Limited spaces are currently available for this 8-week course at half the price of regular private lessons. This proven method guarantees that you'll be playing exciting song styles like classical, movie themes, rock, new age, blues, jazz, and much more. Call Pianos and Pianos at 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
I think it's safe to say that today every business and every consumer are re-examining expenses, but all of this switching around is honest opportunity for those who offer true value. If your business is sincerely interested in cutting expenses and or gaining new clients, I've got two words for you. Intelligent office with 50 locations. Make that four words. Intelligent office.
Thanks for coming into Radio Shack. How can I help you?
Oh, baby, it's tourney time. You got to help me follow the game so I can rock the round ball.
Let me guess, you're a college basketball fan.
You got it. Swish.
Well, then, I know what you're looking for. Check out the touchscreen LG View from AT&T and watch all that NCAA March Madness has to offer right on your phone.
Whoa, what a true MVP.
Well, thanks. I tried my best.
Watch all the action live with the LG View. Available at Radio Shack.
3333. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-655-3333. 1-800-655-3333.
You can't get out of debt because the credit card companies won't let you. That's right. They just won't let you. They've got a slick system that keeps you in debt until you're old and gray. But now there's a system that destroys debt. Hi, I'm Tony Manganiello, publisher of the Debt-Free and Prosperous Living System. And I'll send you my powerful free tape revealing how easy it is if you call today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt. And today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
When you owe people money, they own you. My system takes all the money you're paying to make the credit card companies rich and redirects it into making you rich.
In 8 months, my credit cards were paid off.
You can do the same guaranteed, no matter how much money you make or how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. Call now for your free tape. 1-800-900-1484. For your free tape, call 1-800-900-1484. 1-800-900-1484.
Hi, this is Sarah Hart on AM 760. You're going to be the star of the show coming up, and what better way to start with Anwar and Aurora. Hi, Anwar. You've got about a minute.
Yes, Karen. Thank you. Good morning. I probably think Jay might be hearing the show. I'm just happy that she's doing well. And just a quick comment on what you were saying about keeping the kids probably a little bit longer in school. My thought on that is simple. In this global market, global economy, more competitive world, we need to step up and keep our kids up to date on science, math, technology. And what better way to keep them focused in school and studying, and at the same time keeping them busy and away from other things that might hurt them. You know, it's a crazy world out there with a bunch of drugs coming out in and out of schools and all that stuff. So I guess it's a good shot to try to give our kids a better education and a better opportunity for this this world now. Not even the world in the future, but the now.
Thank you very much for that. And I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls coming up. 303-713-7600. You're welcome, Alan.
Hi, this is Ed McCaffrey, and I'd like to request a little more consideration from all you fans of Good Feet Arch Supports. Don't get me wrong. I love it when you come up to me in the mall and want to chat about how Good Feet relieve the pain in your feet, heels, knees, and back. My only complaint is that some of you ask me to take off my shoes to prove I'm actually wearing them myself. Now, maybe in this day of phony promises and exaggerated product claims, you've become just a little cynical. So let me clear things up. Yes, I wear my Good Feet Arch Supports in my shoes every day. I wear them in all my shoes, whether I'm playing golf or getting ready for a night out. Why? Because they take away the pain I used to feel. And yes, I'm wearing them as I speak to you right now. Believe me, I wouldn't say nice things about Good Feet Arch Supports if they weren't true.
Cut Ed a little slack and let him keep his shoes on. You'll get 10% off your purchase of the Good Feet Arch Support System by just mentioning his name. Call 1-877-620-3338 for the store nearest you. That's 1-877-620-FEET for Good Feet, America's number one arch support.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM 760.net.
Stock market has been in rally mode since Tuesday. Can it continue on the final day of the trading week? Market analyst Art Hogan says it's too early to tell.
We tend to have crazy afternoons on Friday afternoons, so I wouldn't put too much credence in what we do one way or the other, but I would certainly like to see us put 4 days in a row together. I certainly think that would help sentiment in the near term.
Right now, a mixed picture on Wall Street. The Dow is up 18 points. The NASDAQ is down about 3. No country gobbles up more U.S. government bonds than China, and the Chinese are growing a bit skittish about the Obama administration's spending plans. CBS News correspondent Barry Peterson has details from Beijing.
China is worried about its assets in the United States. China holds about $1 trillion in U.S. bonds, and China's premier said at a news conference today that he wants the U.S., in his words, to stay a credible nation and ensure the safety of Chinese assets. It's also important that China keeps its confidence because the U.S. depends on China to buy even more bonds and keep that money flowing into America. Barry Peterson, CBS News, Beijing.
As gas prices skyrocketed last year, an increasing number of Americans turned to trains. Today, the Obama administration announces more spending on Amtrak. CBS News correspondent Jim Taylor has details.
Hear the train a-coming?
been a long time coming.
There's been a long-standing campaign by passenger train advocates to get a decent funding level for passenger trains.
Ross Capon, president of the National Association of Railroad Passengers, applauding increased Amtrak funding as part of the economic stimulus package.
We have a situation right now where if a state wants to build a highway or an airport, they get 80-90% federal funding, but if they want to improve their train system, they get nothing.
The announcement being made today by Vice President Biden. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Intelligence officials say the death toll from a suspected U.S. missile strike in northwestern Pakistan has risen to 22. The home was destroyed late yesterday. It's the latest in a string of about three dozen suspected attacks in the borderland since last year. Those attacks have provoked repeated complaints from the Pakistani government. The boyfriend of the late Anna Nicole Smith and two doctors are facing charges about their behavior before her fatal overdose more than 2 years ago. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman says the charges are contained in an 11-count complaint filed by prosecutors.
The complaint accuses the two doctors and Howard K. Stern of taking part in a conspiracy to illegally provide Anna Nicole Smith with prescription drugs. According to the charges, the two doctors would prescribe the drugs using someone else's name, usually Stern. Then Stern would give the drugs to Anna Nicole Smith. The complaint says this went on for nearly 3 years.
Stern and one of the doctors are free on bond after surrendering to police yesterday. The other doctor named in the complaint is expected to surrender on Monday. This is CBS News.
Peter Baruch, Senior Compliance Director for the Business Software Alliance.
Pirating software is serious. It hurts software developers, our economy, and it's illegal. If software is copied illegally at your workplace, report it to the BSA. It's the right thing to do.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. That's nopiracy.com or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY.
How to pick up a washing machine. Step 1. Bending with your knees, reach for your car keys. Go to the Home Depot. Step 2. Find your perfect washer. Note the smaller, lighter price and easy leverage of 10% off. Step 3. Feel like a heavy weight has been lifted off your shoulders without straining your wallet.
Right now, get 10% off all appliances $398 or more. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through March 18th in U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. The forecast for March, April, and May, dry. Coming off of February with a historic lack of snow, Colorado farmers are concerned.
We still have some time here this spring because spring planting, for the most part, won't start until probably April and May.
State Ag Department Commissioner John Stolp says the biggest concern is winter wheat already in the ground, but waiting for that soaker storm. A Denver police officer accused of injuring a teenager by stomping on his back has been cleared by a jury. Officer Charles Porter allegedly caused liver, kidney, and rib injuries to 16-year-old Juan Vasquez last spring in North Denver. The Denver Post reports two fellow officers testified they saw Porter cause the boy's injuries. Jurors spent about 2 hours in deliberation. It's tough in parts of Colorado where oil and gas drilling are a big part of the economy. Falling prices have caused rigs to shut down.
I have many friends throughout the industry all over applying for unemployment.
300 oil and gas workers rallied outside the state capitol yesterday. The workers fear proposed new restrictions on drilling could cause oil and gas companies to leave Colorado and put more out of work. And one of the nation's most outspoken advocates for alternative energy was at the state capitol yesterday. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. spoke about working with a company to build large solar collectors and said sunlight could power all of America.
If we use an area that is 18% of the most barren desert land in the desert southwest, an area 85 miles by 85 miles, we can power 100% of the energy needs of our country.
Kennedy says he took time off from a Colorado ski vacation to speak at the Capitol and praised the state's commitment to a new energy economy. Sports, Avs over the Wild 2-1 in a shootout, and 4A and 5A high school girls basketball championships tonight in Boulder. Mullen Broomfield in 4A, Regis and Monarch in 5A. Boys state title games are tomorrow. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
For the most part, it's a nice ride as you're bouncing around Denver. Just a few slow pockets that make it in your way, like I-70 at Pecos, as well as northbound I-25. Kind of busy ride around Broadway, adding a minute or two onto your drive as you're trying to get from the tech center towards downtown. Off the highways are cleaning up a crash involving three cars, Iliff and Peoria, in the high country. Chain laws, however, I-70 slick and snow-packed in spots between Loveland and Vail. I'm Todd Parker, AM760, Progressive Talk.
If you are looking for cheaper alternatives for your spring break vacation this year, Denver International Airport can start you on the right track. Park for just $5 a day at the Pikes Peak Shuttle Lot. It's cheaper, better, faster. For all parking options, visit flydenver.com or call 303-DIA-PARK.
Sorting things out on the radio.
There's a lot to talk about.
It's Jay Marvin, mornings at 6.
I think Barack Obama can do this.
Ed Schultz at 10.
This is where Denver comes to talk.
Tom Hartman, 1 to 4.
This guy could work.
Mario, afternoons at 4.
Lock it in on your radio dial.
And Ron Kuby, 7 to 10.
I'm so impressed, and I'm listening to this.
AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's 9:07. Chris Olinger, thank you, and thanks to John Turk, and thanks to everyone for making my stay in Jay's show such a pleasant one. Hopefully, if Jay's not back, I'll get some more. And if not, ta-ta till the next time. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. And Denver got an F for not firing its worst teachers, and that kind of flies in the face of Barack Obama's new policies. We'll be talking about that coming up. One thing Education Secretary Arne Duncan says, we've seen a race to the bottom. States are lying to children. They're lying to parents. They're ignoring failure, and that's unacceptable. We have to be fierce. You know, the president, who was told by his mom, this is no picnic either for me, Buster, when she woke him up in the morning at 4 to teach him about the U.S. system and English before he went to school in Indonesia in different languages. It's like, you know, hey, it requires rigor, it requires discipline, it requires focus. But, you know, I think one of the problems is I don't want kids kept in school for 8 hours if they're just going to be shoveled around like little automatons. I think school should be a blend of experiences. And if school involved music and art and financial education and sports, then I could be okay with it being extended. But just grilling and drilling, that's not going to work. Because for one thing, I would shorten the workday. You know what I would do? Here's what I would do. I'd pay everybody for 8 hours and make you work 6. You know why? Because I'm with people who think that people don't work more than 6 hours at a stretch. I really don't think you can. I tend to work in shifts, bites. You know, I tend to take 4 hours, really work concentratedly like now. And then I'll take a few hours off. Today I'm going to a class. But, you know, I'll take a few hours off. I'll stare out. I'll do something fun. And then I'll come back and work some more because that's just how I work. So college is a good environment for me. Grade school was kind of hellish because, you know, by about fifth or sixth period, I'm like, particularly with a bad teacher, it's awful. 9:09 is the time. It's 303-713-7600. I want to hear what your prescription is for our school system. The president spoke about that this week, too. You know, what a busy president, you know. He makes major statements almost every day. I also think you should know something quickly. Go to the Washington Post. If you have a baby, you need to know this. More than half of baby shampoo, lotion, and other infant care products analyzed by a health advocacy group were found to contain trace amounts, of formaldehyde and dioxane, both of which are deemed to be carcinogens by the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency. So they're thinking that this is due to the breakdown in the manufacturing process. It is not necessary. They are not added intentionally, obviously. But apparently the products do contain small amounts of formaldehyde and dioxane. Not good. So our intention is not to alarm parents, but to inform parents that products are claimed to be gentle and pure are contaminated with carcinogens, which is completely unnecessary, said Stacey Malkin, a spokeswoman for Campaign for Safe Cosmetics. I reckon. Hi, TG in Firestone. Welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Hey, good morning from your friendly neighborhood conservative.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
I absolutely love Jay's show, and I guess on his behalf as well, I would say welcome. And you're talking about education, and I'd just like to pass along, and this is based on some pretty good experience because I've got two daughters, age 11 and 13, and they are both pretty much head and shoulders above their classmates in school in terms of their grades and everything. My oldest daughter is basically reading at a college senior level currently. They no longer have the materials to test her. And here's how we did it. Well, first of all, my wife is a teacher, so that helped a whole lot. And personally, I'm also a writer and a thinker. And what we did is, before they even came out of the womb, we read to them. And then when they showed up, even when they're little bitty babies, we both took the time to read all mm-hmm. the stories. And of course, you use all the voices, you make all the faces, and then they laugh and they love it. And then they associate enjoyment with reading
and with education.
Well, yes. Well, you can't have education without reading. Reading is the cornerstone, especially now with the advent of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you need for information, you can go out and get it, so long as reading is a major component of how you go about doing it. But the problem is that with the advent of TV, and I can speak to that too because I make TV, I'm a videographer, but with the advent of TV, you know, reading a lot of times takes a back seat. And if, you know, put it this way, if you're going to be a parent, you're going to have to realize that your life, maybe as you've known it in the past, is basically over. And you need to take on a whole new life, and you need to be responsible for your kids. And one of the first and foremost things is that you teach them a love of reading. If you you will end up with kids who will achieve in school.
I know, and in learning in general, because in our household, we not only grew up with parents who read, we grew up with parents who challenged us, and they encouraged
mm-hmm.
us to think,
yes.
and they encouraged us to have opinions, and, bless them, they encouraged us to have opinions that were different than theirs.
Well, sure.
One of my biggest quibbles with school is, and always will be, that in sometimes it can turn into a cattle factory.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for very bright students in particular, perhaps, but most students in general, I think, you know, we can tell when you're boring. And we can tell mm-hmm. when you're not excited by learning. And we can tell when you're just showing up to do a job. So teachers, know that and don't do it. If you don't like it, get out of teaching. Because on the front lines, we need people who are passionate and who are willing to share their knowledge about education in a way that's compelling and helps people learn in a way that helps them think for themselves.
Okay.
So much of our society basically teaches you how to line up and be a good boy or good girl. That's not what I'm talking about.
Okay,
I'm talking about learning things and being able to challenge as well.
Yeah, and can I challenge you with this? Have you been into a school lately and helped out and actually watched the process?
Yes.
Okay. Because so have I. And what I've seen with teachers, and yes, I agree in great part with what you're saying. Teachers who are doing a lousy job really ought to get out. And there are some who do a lousy job because they have no passion for it.
There are not a lot. But, there are more good teachers than we would expect from what we hear, though. There are a lot of really good, passionate teachers in the school system.
A lot of the acrimony constantly comes from, gosh, you know, they expect to be paid like the well-educated professionals that they are.
They should be. And teacher pay has got to go up. If you want to attract really good people to a business, pay them more.
You have to pay them. Yes.
Yep. Amen, exactly. Brother. Well, we'll agree on that, my friend, the conservative. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Mac in Castle Rock, welcome to AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron Hart.
Good morning, Mac.
Pleasure to talk to you again after 10 years.
Well, thank you, Mac. Thanks for remembering me, and thanks for showing up again.
You know, I always find it kind of ironic that when you fill in for Jay that so many people in Colorado don't realize that, unfortunately, that Jay was one of your subsequent replacements a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, that's the business, unfortunately.
Such as it is, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, about the school thing, I would have a hard time with kids being in school for more time, a lot about what you said about the skilling and drilling and the mimeograph or ditto sheet approach to school teaching.
Yeah.
I like the idea of pay for eight, be there for six, because so many teachers, how many teachers do you know that take their own time to do class prep, put their own money into class materials.
Too many. I know too many. I know a lot of them. I read in schools often and try to, you know, get back in and help when I can. I used to do it more often than I do now, I'll admit. But you know, reading in school is key, and that's one of the things. I brought my performing talents into the schools because I figured, hey, that's what I know how to do, so I'll do it. And I've read in English and in Spanish, and it's really fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, the teachers that I met, they're buying like magic markers, basic supplies, construction paper. That's silly.
Yeah. And I like what you just said about the art and music and bringing that back into the classroom. How important is that?
I'll tell you how important it is. You know, it teaches you how to think. For one thing, study after study after study after study shows that if you teach children art and music at an early age, they think better in conceptually in math, better conceptually, better in comprehension, because you need a whole brain approach. You need right and left brain learning.
I agree.
And I just think it's critical. I can't tell you. You know, I read David Brooks has a column today in today's New York Times about education. And one of the things he says, if you ask a kid who's successful in school who are your favorite teachers, they can read off nine or ten. If you ask a kid who dropped out, they won't understand what you're talking about. And that's a very good point, because one of my teachers, Robert Simon, who taught me music appreciation back in Greeley when I was a kid, just amazing, you know. I mean, he lit up a classroom with his love of classical music. To this day, I enjoy music more thanks to him. I got better at performing in musicals because of him.
Wow.
You know, there's so many different things that you can learn from someone. And eventually, I actually learned algebra, too. I don't know whether that had anything to do with music, but it probably did.
Yes, it did. You know, there's other things, too. I'm optimistic to hear that the CSAP testing may be done away with. I don't believe in, you know, a classroom philosophy as teaching to the test.
No.
We have such a lack of the ability for critical thinking anymore.
I think we do need to take some measure, though, of what students are learning.
There does need to be a standard to attain. But what I saw happen was that the teachers were just teaching to the test,
right,
so that they could get the results that the school district superintendent, you know, was looking for.
Good point, Mac. Thank you so much, and thanks for calling again after a 10-year absence.
Can I get 30 seconds more?
Pardon me?
Can I get 30 seconds more?
Actually, yeah. I got to dance to a break.
Oh, darn it.
Sorry all about right. that.
All right.
John gave you a dispensation. Go ahead.
Okay. I see a lot of problems. I'm old enough now to see more younger generations coming out of the school system, and I see, a definite lack of proper grammar. People that don't know use the word accept versus accept. Little stupid things like that. The fellow, they had a fellow on yesterday who I believe meant to say deprived, but said depraved. You know, it's just, I don't know what's happening, but people, we're just losing the ability to think and figure things out and speak properly.
Well, sometimes it's a Damon Runyon kind of thing, and I kind of like those, but I understand what you're talking about, malapropisms and stuff, and I do them too. And I'm not, but you know, sometimes the grammar police calls me out, so I'm gonna be the last one who does that. Besides, I thought facsimile was fast smile for the longest time. So there. It's 9:20. I'm Erin Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. And John Turk.
Now I'm nervous to mess up any pronunciations.
I was going
to
say, you better mind your P's
and Q's. I don't like the whole pronunciation police. Those kind of people drive me crazy.
Grammar police I love.
Oh, man, they drive me nuts. You like them?
No.
Okay.
No, and I like good grammar.
We get a lot of that here.
Yeah.
You're saying progressive talk, not progressive talk.
Yes, I'll bet you hear that about
And I'm saying progressive talk, but it may sound like progressive talk sometimes. You know, and I get, no, John, it's progressive talk.
Do you know what I catch myself saying, though, that I don't like? I say jest sometimes, like jest a little bit.
Yeah, instead
it's
of just.
Just a little
bit. Yeah, you
bit.
Know, we all botch the English language, so.
Thank you. It's all right.
George Bush did it for 8 years.
Thank you, and our country, too.
Yep. All right. Take a look at traffic. We have made the full recovery. Back top speed on all the major highways in Boulder and in Denver. Things a little skittish down in Colorado Springs. I had some snow overnight and several crashes there on 25 in and out of Colorado Springs. But so do be careful as you're looking out for those slick spots, especially on the ramps, bridges, and overpasses. Your forecast around Denver, we had a small chance of snow. I think that we can wrap that one up now. Areas north of C-470, we're supposed to see very little, if any, precipitation at all, and it doesn't look like we're going to get any.
Get the good stuff!
Hey, Mike Waltrip here. You know those makeover shows where they turn a dumpy-looking house into something really special? Well, we'd like to do the same thing with your hat. So stop into any participating Napa Auto Parts store, and with a purchase, turn one of your old hats into a 2009 Napa Racing hat. And while you're in there, why not pick up some incredible Napa parts and give your car a makeover as well? The Napa Hat Spot. Limit one per customer. Only good while supplies last.
Napa. Get the good stuff!
Putting the magic into Irvin Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of the session. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
35 to 60, who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I look at her and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at international film festivals. Try a free 30-day trial of Hydroxytone and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-655-3333. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-655-3333.
1-800-655-3333. Ah, who knows? Like, now like Brazilian music. Yes, sir, Bob. I'm Aaron Hart. And this is Jay's show, and I'm filling in. And dandy to have you along this morning. It's 9:24. I'd love to talk to you about whatever you'd like to talk about. You can pick the topic this hour. I'm talking about education a little bit. I also want to play the rest of that John Stewart interview, which I'll do coming up here shortly. Well, actually, John will do it for me because he can. The reality is, though, the reality is that Barack Obama is a little more conservative than many liberals are on the issues of education, and I kind of like it. But I don't want to have school be devoid of fun either, because I think music is important. I think sports are important. I think that learning how to think is important. I think learning how to socially interact is important. All those things are important. Traveling is important. Jim in Brighton, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, that when they say the progressive, the one part I don't like is when they say progressive.
Oh, progressive?
Yeah, what are you, a progressive? I'm like, what?
Well, I don't say progressive.
No, I just say progressive.
I do kind of slur the O. But
yeah, John thinks I was talking about him, but there was the other guy.
Well, here's my question, Jim.
Yes.
If you hear I mean, I just don't understand where the passion is. If you hear something mispronounced, are you going to grab the phone and call up and complain?
Well, heck, I get to get on the air and entertain the whole entire metropolitan
Well, no,
area.
Most of the times when you called me, you didn't get on the air. You just called me to complain about.
I don't think I was
okay, okay, okay.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, no. Let's go back. Jim, so Jim, what does motivate you to call up and say, wow?
I was born to entertain. I was born to entertain. That's why I call.
I see.
I love calling. And then there was just the commercial that just passed. He said, I told her that she looked great. What did you told her? That she looked like a toad? They don't pronounce L words. In Booter, you ever been to the town of Booter?
You know, I'm curious about is why you think all this is funny.
I think it's hilarious from my perspective. You know why? Because people make fun of New Jersey, and guess what? There's a lot of other places you can make fun of.
Oh, this is secret New Jersey rancor.
Yes. You know, character. I'm very proud.
Now I understand.
What are you supposed to not be proud from where you're from?
No.
I've been born there, and then, you know.
Absolutely. You're supposed to be proud of it.
That's
totally.
Right. I'm proud of who I am. I'm a good-hearted person. Nobody's going to take that away from me. Especially when
you said hearted, not hearted.
Yes,
like
he did.
Johnny Bob.
Because he's from New Jersey.
Jim, you said hearted, not hearted.
No, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to mispronounce
it, dude.
But I'm not going to be able to tell part of it because you're not going to be allowed to say that. But this guy said, "Could you pass me the?" I said, "Could you pass me the hammer?" I was on a roof. He goes, "Why aren't you supposed to say pass me a hammer?" You're from New Jersey. I said, "No, we don't say mother F.
Mother F." Yeah. But the thing is, most people don't know the distinction between New York and New Jersey accents.
That's right.
I,
but guess what?
Having
if you're from
lived
the Philadelphia metropolitan area, we know that we pronounce.
I understand.
I understand.
And you're going to say
E,
things.
I'm trying to fish rest my joke. We pronounce er at the end of our words. We're not. We're the beginning of We are.
And I guess you like being the grammar police, which kind of flies in the face of being relaxed and easygoing from New Jersey. But there you go. Now the thing is. You know, the grammar police notwithstanding, I would say to you, did you know that name me the top actor who actually made himself study a New Jersey accent so he would get it better in the long-running series he was on?
I could not tell you.
Tony Soprano, James Gandolfini. You're not a very good New Jerseyite if you don't even know that kind of trivia.
Well, I know all the words that they're saying, like Cavone and Mully and...
Well, who doesn't if they've lived in the tri-state area?
You know, the back of their boat is called, Stugatz? You know what
Stugatz.
That means?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say. I don't want to get
You can't
this.
Say.
It means stupid cojones, basically.
Yes, I know, but you
That's
can't say
you know
you can't say the other word.
Stupid in your cojones.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, thanks
so,
a bunch.
Progressive here.
Yeah, I don't know if you're progressive there, but at least you're with an EI. You know what I mean?
I rest my case on the grammar police right there, Aaron. Point proven.
Okay. Obviously.
I mean, I'll listen to people if you're always... But he has an accent. You can't call if you got a thick, you know, East Coast accent and complain about other people's
Now you're getting your Californication and your East Coastification ire up in terms of being a Coloradoan. I understand. I do. But I think he's trying to be funny, and maybe his humor misses you, or is he just annoying?
No, when this was going on, he was pretty irate about it, and would call like every day.
Oh, so he didn't needle you; he was angry.
He'd needle and he seemed genuinely angry.
Goodness, gracious. You know, you kind of wonder if we're ever going to have peace in our time, if we're going to argue
like
over
Like, I had this
Coast,
one
West
gal
Coast.
Call up and try to correct
Coast.
Jay on how he would say, like, me and Mary and myself. And she'd be like, no, Jay, you don't say that. You say Mary and I.
Oh, the president does it all the time, and I like him for it. He did Michelle and me went here. Or Michelle and I went
you
here.
You know, if I say
something
me and Michelle,
that wasn't correct.
Sorry if I preceded it with myself, but that's just the way sometimes it happens.
I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Are you ready for traffic, dude? All right, I'll go to Gary first. Gary in Grand Lake. Hi. I love Grand Lake, by the way. How are you?
Well, good morning. What a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Sometimes I think I'm on Sesame Street. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, your show does have that flavor. It's very comfortable and it moves along quite well.
Thank you.
You're very insightful, and I certainly respect the fact that you don't let your guests get away with the bison scat that some of them like to spew.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I am an educator, okay? I teach sixth grade.
And hardest job in America, I would imagine. One of them.
No, I'll tell you what. Those sixth graders make me feel young every day I walk into that classroom.
How cool.
And I've had some of the most difficult classes that one can imagine. I've had some great classes. I've had the whole gambit. And over the years, I've truly have had a great opportunity to meet some people in the field that know exactly what they're talking about. And I'm sure they wouldn't mind me mentioning their name. Jim Fay is one of them. Foster Klein is another, who are right on top of education and what it really is. And what it is, in my opinion, after doing this for 25 years, is it's just like a triangle. You put the student on the top, you have the parent and the teacher on the bottom, and there's arrows going in both directions. And if you don't have that communications working and everybody on the same page, then that child does not get the kind of self-respect, the self-esteem that they need, the trust that they need. Maybe at home they don't feel like their parents really care about them. You know how it is? I mean, I kind of grew up that way. My guys, I had so many brothers and sisters, I was kind of like, go on your
felt
own.
Felt a little lost.
Yeah. And what I have discovered is if, you know, when you have students and you get to know them, and this is one of the things that irritates me about any school district that I've ever worked around or been in, is that they want you to start out at the beginning of the year testing the student to see what they know. I can tell you what they know by just working with them in a week. But what I want to know is, who are you?
Great to hear. Who are you as an individual? Who are you as a person?
Yes, you play soccer.
Absolutely.
You play an instrument. You know, what do you do? Mm-hmm. And then when you see them throughout the school year, you can say to them, you know, well, how was your game? And you show them genuine interest in who they are. Once you build up that trust, then they're willing to listen to you. If they're willing to listen to you, they're willing to try to learn what you're delivering to them. And when you do your delivery system, it's in a way that is like, I teach sixth grade, so I can be sarcastic. They get it. You can be funny. You can have fun in the classroom.
Yes, you can. Absolutely. They get the jokes. And you know what? I don't know. I can remember when a teacher first started joking around with us, and we all thought he was great because he actually let us know that we could be in on the joke. And nothing feels better than feeling like you're a part of humor and having fun and enjoying life. You know, it's just a whole nother level. I agree with you completely. A lot of what you say makes so much sense.
Well, I wish I could get that to some people in my school district, because every time I bring it up at meetings, where we were brought in for a half a day of training, of which personally I find insulting because I've already done this all for so long.
Should bad teachers be fired?
You know, over the years, to be very honest with you, I've only met three teachers that I would say were not redeemable.
Ready for prime time. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was nothing that you could have done to change their persona, their demeanor, their attitude, the way they treated kids. It was the way they were built. They picked the wrong profession. I'm sorry, you don't really belong in this profession.
Gotcha.
But three teachers over all those
and
years.
That's not a lot. And see, here's what I would say that
you... But I'm talking about hundreds of teachers I've known. Hundreds.
I know you are. I can hear that. And I thank you for your time, but we're plumb out of it. So thank you so much, Gary and Grand Lake. I'm Erin Hart. It's 9:34. I'd love to hear from you, too. It's Open Line Friday. We're talking about education this hour. 303-713-7600 on the J. Marvin Show. And here's John Turk with traffic.
God, several crappy teachers.
I don't know.
Yeah, and I was
that
in a great school system.
That explains you.
Yeah. No, I had some great ones and some bad ones. So.
I had some really, really great ones and some really bad ones.
But the good ones really stick out. One of my favorite professors was my history of jazz teacher down at Fort Lewis College.
Ooh.
Woody Wang was his name, and he was a world-renowned pianist.
Wow.
And he came in, and I swear to God, every day we'd like walk in there and just like, wow, what are we listening to today? And he would sit there and play on the piano and be like, you hear that right there? That's what I'm talking about. That's syncopation. And it was like, man, it was the most interesting class I ever took.
How fabulous is that? Thank you,
History,
John.
History jazz, yeah. Sorry to...
No, it's great.
Go off on a little tangent. But there's really nothing to talk about traffic-wise. So if you're driving around the metro, nothing to get in your way. Accident-free, stall-free, delay-free. Speeds in the 50s and 60s on all the major highways in and out of Denver and Boulder. In Colorado Springs, though, we do have some icy conditions. So do be careful if you're traveling around in Douglas County and El Paso County on the 25 corridor. Icy patches as well on I-70 between Loveland and Vail. Your forecast, mostly cloudy early in the morning, then partly sunny. 20% chance of snow in the morning. I guess that's a 0% chance now. Highs in the mid-40s, right now 34 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, Toyota's recommended scheduled services support a greener earth. Your neighborhood Toyota stores want to help you by offering...
Derek Figueroa, CFO for Denver-based Seattle Fish Company, on why he picked the CU Executive MBA program.
I did a lot of research on executive MBA programs, and CU was the one that came back with the best recommendation. CU's executive MBA allowed me to go back into my company and contribute in key ways that I couldn't have before. It's really paid off. Check it out for yourself.
Go to colorado.edu/executive MBA or call 303-623-1888. That's 623-1888.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, icebergs.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a free credit report is just the tip of the iceberg. But often, there's no iceberg below the surface. Just a tip, bobbing about. So get Identity Guard. With superior protection tools and patented technologies, Identity Guard is a colossal identity theft protection iceberg. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. And that does not sound like something an iceberg tip could accomplish. So get Identity Guard and get real protection. Not just a free credit report tip.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
Smells great and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Auto's open Monday through Saturday, 9 until 9 in the evening. And drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Auto's at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Looking for a market-proof vest? Try this on for size. A market-proof CD from GMAC Bank. It's FDIC insured. And better yet, our 12-month CD has a 2.95% annual percentage yield. That's positively one of the best rates available, and it guarantees your money makes money. Lock in now. Go to gmacbank.com/radio or call 1-800-490-GMAC. Open a CD with as little as $500 and feel confident knowing your money's wearing body armor. GMAC Bank. Smart, simple, safe. Member FDIC.
Donate to the MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on your Colorado income tax form. Your donation's anonymous. No gift is too small. Check off MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on the last page of your state tax form. Check a box, change a life. It's easy.
Hey, back to business in a second. But I just read a statistic you won't believe. Get this. Over 50 million of us don't have adequate life insurance. Seriously. And most are between the ages of 30 and 55. So if you die, your spouse is left alone, trying to figure out how to make ends meet, borrowing money, draining their retirement, selling the family home. That happened to my mom, and it was tough. Look, if you have a family, you need life insurance. So right now, go get a free quote from eFinancial at 1-800-800-6636, because you will not believe how affordable life insurance is. Everyone's situation is different, but okay, I'll just tell you. I'm 40, in good health. They got me a $500,000 policy for $20 a month. $20 a month. You spend more than that on coffee, right? So seriously, take care of your family. Get your free life insurance quote now. Let me give you the number again. It's 1-800-800-6636. 1-800-800-6636. 1-800-800-6636.
Hey. 940. Oh, man, he's going to torture me. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Thank goodness it is Friday. And, Jay, feel better. Dude, heal up. When I was healing up from wisdom teeth one time, I imaged these little white men in white coats of all colors, I will add. Going to think, and blue, for some reason blue appealed to me, like little coats like doctors wear, and I imaged them, men and women actually, little people, going to my teeth and healing them. And the doctor said I healed faster than anybody had ever seen. I don't know. The little medical person theory. I don't know. It sounds kind of stupid and sappy now that I say it out loud. Lee in Boulder, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Lots of good wishes to J. Marvin, too.
Yes, indeed.
I just wanted to say that I appreciated what actually what John Turk said about his memorable teacher and the previous caller. The problem, I mean, in both cases, they were talking about an eye-level relationship between a child and an adult. And it's, you know, sharing something of common interest where there's no thing about authority or hierarchy. And there are very few school systems that can manage that over a long enough period of time to raise students into adults and children into adults who have, you know, have this kind of eye-level, full, relaxed ability to interact with others in the world.
But I've seen commanding teachers who are interesting people and very good at what they did, and they weren't particularly disciplinarians. You just didn't want to mess up because they were compelling, and why interrupt them?
Yes, exactly. Well, I'm not talking about how children... Yeah, exactly. That's it, because they shared who they were with you and were interested in who you are.
Yes.
And there is a whole school system that is involved with...
Sit down, learn what I tell you right now?
No, the opposite. Hands and heart, where you do a lot of crafts all the way through, particularly different kinds of... increasingly involved crafts, along with very good academics and all, but music and art are right from the beginning, all the sensual experience. And what you have is the difference between, a child in high school from that education system that talks to me without any, you know, kind of any reticence or need to kind of be sneakily dissing me or any kind of puppyish, you know, they just are who they are. They're not trying to be to entertain me, whereas when I see some children who are, say, upper middle school and about to go into college, relatives of mine I just visited, there's always some kind of strain and self-consciousness. No matter how much, you know, we kind of love each other, whatever, there's this, they've been raised with a different relationship between, sort of, their education has been different. It's been a, you know, some kind of contest.
Well, I think yes, and that kind of contest, I've had that experience too, and I vastly prefer the one that you were talking about at first, which is where you teach the whole person and the whole mind, not just segments of it, and not as if you're like some sort of series of separate slices of pie on different plates, that you're a whole pie in an integral pan, if you know what I mean.
I think that's
part of the challenge, and which is why I think teachers are some of the hardest working and most noble of workers, because they have one of the hardest jobs there is, because many... See, and it does begin at home, though. It really does. It begins at home, and it is the responsibility of parents, which I also like that Obama is talking about, because I do think that parents need to be more engaged, and early education is absolutely critical.
Exactly.
Better children do in early education, the more funding we have for it, the better off we all are as a society.
Yes, and there are some school systems that encourage that kind of community between the parents and the school. They all try to foster it, but where the parents actually study some, I'm talking, of course, about Waldorf and Rudolf Steiner, you know, there are always problems with different systems no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much care and thought that has gone into that, and a lot of experience with the senses that is so important, and I just really, you know, want to say that.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Lee. I really appreciate it.
I lost my last thought, but that's okay.
You know, sometimes they just go off into the world and they'll come back later. You'll see. Thank you
thank you,
much.
Aaron.
You're welcome, Lee. You know what? I just want to note this too. Governor Mark Sanford, creep of the week, is, you know, with the second highest unemployment in the nation, he is denying the citizens of his state in South Carolina extra money for unemployment in this once-in-a-lifetime terrible economy that we have. Now, here's the thing. I mean, arguing that $700 million to pay debts isn't stimulative and won't create jobs, he won't take the money. Well, thank goodness the legislature in South Carolina, also run by Republicans, is setting up the situation to overrule the dope. I hope he gets thrown out of office. 303-713-7600, Eric in Arvada. Welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Eric.
I didn't call about this, but you were mentioning Sanford. myself, just a personal opinion on that. He is term limited, so he's done.
Oh,
and
good.
I think the whole I think the whole thing is a setup. Yeah, they run these dodges all the time. It's a Republican legislature. He gets to say he turned it down. If he runs for president, the Republicans still get the money. It's kind of like I've been a union guy all my life. Years ago, we had a contract, and everybody signed it. And of course, you know, everybody we wanted it. We wanted to keep working, and we had one of the employees there. He got the best of both worlds. You know, he voted to take the contract, but he complained about it and said he didn't. And I think that's what they're doing. They just want their cake and eat it, too. But anyway, the reason that I called, Aaron, if I got just another minute of time, is this business that the neocons are resurrecting the, thank God, Barack Obama inherited a world without Saddam Hussein con again.
Oh, please. That's coming so ridiculous.
Well, Fleischer was on with Chris Matthews. And
we played that yesterday, yeah.
Oh, okay. And
Go ahead.
And yesterday, that Frank Gaffney was debating, I'll think of it in a second. He's a very good man. He's a real good man. Anyway, Gaffney's running the same con, but here is what they are really trying to push. They're trying to resurrect the dodge that Cheney sold the New York Times and then quoted the New York Times in saying that Atta met with Iraqi officials in Europe.
Yes, and that was David Corn.
It was.
Yep,
he did a very good job with him, but he just couldn't get in.
No, he wouldn't. The guy wouldn't shut up. He was filibustering. Absolutely. No, they're trying to resurrect a number of lies. But the good thing is about it is that for the moment, at least, a lot of the pundits are aware of that, although too many people are calling it the Obama recession.
Did
you hear this? Wait, I'll just ask you to hold. John, do you have that clip handy, the Obama recession one that was compiled by Media Matters? All right, we're going to play that in just a few minutes. I want you to keep an ear to the radio for this one because it really is stunning what they did. They just have been putting out these little, you know, two-word, this is their masters of this, the two-word knock, you know, and they're already starting to label it the Obama recession. Look for them when he starts dealing with Afghanistan and Iraq. It's going to be the Obama war.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're going to try to label him. But you know what? People had 8 years of George Bush, and we've put together clip after clip of all the lies that they told us, all the distortions that they made, how they bamboozled the American people and fooling them into thinking that Saddam Hussein was one of the backers of 9/11, which is totally not true.
They're trying to resurrect that. You know, these young ones, I think it was 24 million 18 to 29 voted.
Yeah.
16 million of them voted for President Obama.
Right.
And see, these young ones, they don't buy this stuff the way the older people do.
No. And there were a number of people who weren't fooled by that nasty propaganda anyway. I'm not sure I bought that 80% of the people bought it because I don't think that's true.
No, that was totally false. There were many, many, many people that I remember talking to at the time, and we're all
on the radio and everywhere else.
This is garbage.
Yep. Thank you so much for calling. Here's that recession labeling that's going on. Here
Thanks,
we go.
Sir.
You bet. And then we'll go to break.
This is the Media Matters Minute. I'm Ben Fischel. It seems the media has developed a bit of a double standard when it comes to the economy, adopting a new catchphrase, the Obama bear market.
Can this now fairly be called the Obama bear market?
He has his own bear market. A 20% decline. This is now the Obama bear market.
And our headline this Friday night, welcome to day number 46 of Obama's bear market.
I think that we're, without question,
in
the
days
Obama
he's been in
bear market.
Interestingly, the media has never once made a reference to a Bush bear market, even though the Bush administration saw two periods of over 20% decline in the stock market, one bear market for each of his terms.
Thanks. And see, that's the thing. Bear market, Obama bear market. Well, you know what? He's been in office for 53 days, and he's already changed the universe in many ways. For one thing, we have a president who's smart enough to be able to outrun you, outdistance you, and outwit and outlast you. It's 9:50. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressives Talk, standing by for John Turk with the last traffic report of this morning on this show.
That's right. Aaron, thank you. Traffic is really nice and light and easy for us this morning. I only had one crash around the metro, and it was just on the north end, so really a pretty easy drive for us. Down in Colorado Springs, a little differently. They did get some snow overnight and had some slick conditions down there. But back in Denver, top speeds on all the major highways around Denver. Same thing in Boulder, no delays on 36 in between. And on C-470, things in the 60s there traveling across Littleton and Highlands Ranch. Your forecast, small chance for snow this morning. I guess that's over. Also, areas of north of C-470 were supposed to get just a little bit, but it looks like all that stayed to the south of Douglas County. Our high today, around 45 degrees. Right now, checking in at 34. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Whether you're in the market to finance or lease equipment, buy a business, or manage your business cash flow, Colorado State Bank and Trust has the right solution.
J.J. O'Brien, project manager of URS Corporation, on why he picked the CU Executive MBA program.
After taking a look at the other business schools, there was really only one clear choice. University of Colorado's Executive MBA program is the best because it allows you to keep working, and it draws faculty from three accredited campuses, not just one. I've never invested time in anything more worthwhile. Check it out for yourself.
Go to colorado.edu/executive MBA or call 303-623-1888. That's 623-1888.
Ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code ONLINE to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, ONLINE. To qualify for the free VoIP headset, WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code ONLINE. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
1.5 later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
When you owe people money, they own you. My system takes all the money you're paying to make the credit card companies rich and redirects it into making you rich.
In 8 months, my credit cards were paid off.
You can do the same guaranteed, no matter how much money you make or how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. Call now for your free tape. 1-800-900-1484. For your free tape, call 1-800-900-1484. 1-800-900-1484.
Thanks for coming into Radio Shack. How can I help you?
Oh, baby, it's tourney time. You gotta help me follow the game so I can rock the round ball.
Let me guess, you're a college basketball fan.
You got it. Swish!
Well then, I know what you're looking for. Check out the touchscreen LG View from AT&T and watch all that NCAA March Madness has to offer right on your phone.
Whoa, what a true MVP.
Well, thanks. I tried my best.
Watch all the action live with the LG View. Available at Radio Shack.
How to rock your world. Step 1. Decide to replace your old kitchen floor with tile or stone. Step 2. Go to the Home Depot. Attend a workshop and learn how to lay tile. Use the deferred payment plan to buy your supplies. Step 3. Complete your project yourself. Notice the floor looks great. You rock.
Right now, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through March 25th in U.S. only. See store for details.
I like this song, too. Yeah, Little Prince. Now, see, that's the singer I can get behind. Yeah. Playing all the instruments yourself. Tell me that's not rock and roll. It's 9:55 in the morning. Good morning. Nate, you're up next. Welcome, and thanks for joining us on J. Marvin's show on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning. Boom,
real
you're
quick,
in.
I think
yes,
I just read yesterday in the paper, or I don't know, maybe it was on the Internet, but George Bush lost more wealth, American wealth, in the last 4 years than has ever been recorded. So if this recession can't be bad enough to make Barack even comparable to what we just went through the last 8 years.
Well, it's ridiculous to say in 53 days he's had a worse time economic. I mean, it's just so insane. It's stupid. It's so transparent. It's like, what do they think we are? Massive amnesiacs? I mean, do they think we all forgot the last 8 years?
And this is all of America, the rich, the poor, everybody. I mean, we lost a tremendous amount of wealth under the Republicans in the last 8 years. And it's just like...
And these are the supposed... Sorry, go ahead.
Call it whatever you want. The declining market, well, just 2 days or the last 3 days, the market's been up 6%. So so is this the bull
market? Obama recovery?
The Obama bull market?
Yes.
I mean, come on, give us a break.
It's ridiculous. And, you know, about all the Republicans did was trickle down on us. That's what they did, and I'm not saying that in a good way either, if not outright revenue. And it wasn't revenue streaming down on our heads, let's put it that way.
And I've never seen a party flounder as much as they are floundering right now.
Oh,
they are throwing poop at the wall and then trying to find anything that sticks.
So bad. I mean, we actually did that earlier this week. We made fun of the Republicans. We're like, are they in such disarray or what? I mean, you almost feel bad making fun of them because they're so... I mean, Ari Fleischer was such a jerk on Chris Matthews. And then even to the end, he's going, yes, but we're safer in Saddam Hussein and Iraq, and trying to conflate the two yet again. And everybody's looking at him like, what? Are you guys going to keep this up? I mean, you're incorrigible. You can't be believing in this stuff anymore.
Only 25% of us believe it anymore. Thank God for that.
Well, yeah. You'd think that, you know, well, maybe that's our school system. We got to get to work on that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nate. Have a good day. And all of you have a good day. As you go about your day, think about this. Look around you. Just look around. See who's hurting, who isn't. Try to keep focused on what's right and true and, you know, listen to Jim Cramer. Have a great time listening to Jim Cramer. I like Jim Cramer. I'm rooting for him. But I do believe to John Stewart taking him to task had some good sense in it. So to paraphrase Jane Austen, who really is wise about everything, look for sense and sensibility in all things. Look for what truly matters, which is family and hearth and home and taking care of each other and making this world a better place. And with that said, John Turk, have a wonderful weekend. Free of the grammar police, dude.
I will. You too, Aaron. Thank you.
Thanks to all of you.
Tim Patton is engineering director for Boulder-based Micromotion and a graduate of the CU Executive MBA program.
Since I completed the CU Executive MBA program, I've become a more integral part of Micromotion. It's enabled me to see the big picture of the company and make better informed decisions about the direction we're going. My company sponsored me in the CU Executive MBA program. Maybe yours will too.
Go to colorado.edu/executive MBA or call 303-623-1888. 623-1888.
Better ideas for your home start at the Denver Home Remodeling Show, presented by Freedom Financial Services, the mortgage experts.
Check out over 300 booths full of great ideas for the inside and outside of your home and register to win great prizes.
Dust off those treasures in your attic and see how much they're worth at the free antique appraisal.
Break the bank for a chance to win $50,000 in carpet. Meet the Broncos cheerleaders.
Enjoy the beauty, the ideas, and the inspiration at the Home Remodeling Show March 13th through 15th with free parking at the Merchandise Mart. Stop by Home Depot for a discount pass or download a coupon at denverhomeremodelingshow.com.